Gorberg Strassler, and I'm joined by Adam Jaxa. Tonight, the Lansing Lugnuts and the Great Lakes Loons play game number 4 in this 6-game series. Adam, yesterday the Loons got off to a huge lead. They had 13 hits by the fifth inning. They were up 8-0, but the Lugnuts made it tight by the end.
Yeah, they did. The Loons season high 14 hits, but Lansing came roaring back as they have so many times already in this series, getting behind but making things close, and ended up being an 8-5 score, but give credit to the offense that came alive with a 4-run seventh and also put some pressure, bringing the tying run to the plate in that ninth inning after scoring a run there.
So the Lugnuts did come up short in the end. The final score was 8-5, Great Lakes. The Loons are now 21-15. The Lugnuts are now 15-21. And we'll see how the Lugnuts bounce back today. They won the first game of the series. They dropped the last two. The lefty, Mac Laudner, gets his second Lugnut start.
Yeah, and you're hoping that he can get through perhaps 3 innings this time. He fell just short of getting through 3 and got roughed up in that last inning, but looked really good in the first 2 innings. So a chance for him to build on, as you mentioned, his second performance with the Nuts and second performance in the Athletics organization.
Man on the other side, a former Toronto Blue Jays second rounder, it's the 21-year-old Kendall Williams at 6 feet 6 inches tall.
Yeah, Lugnut's going to have to try and get to him. He's done a decent job this year. Picked up a couple of wins in his last 2 outings against Beloit and Lake County. So Lansing gets an opportunity to face him, a guy with under a 3 ERA.
It was a trade the Blue Jays pulled off with the Dodgers for Ross Stripling, and the Blue Jays promised 2 players to be named later. One of them was Kendall Williams. The other one, the former Lansing Lugnut Ryan Noda, who's right now up in AAA. Well, earlier today, I had the chance to catch up with the Lansing Lugnuts pitcher, Stevie Emanuels, and you will hear from the Lugnut starter coming up shortly as Lansing Lugnuts pregame rolls on from Dow Diamond.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large the project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Joined by Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Stevie Emanuels, I'm Jesse Goldberg Strassler. I read that in Little League, you pitched for the A's. Is that right?
That is correct, yeah.
What, 3 years on the A's?
I don't actually know how long it was. It was more than 1 year, though, in Little League. And my dad was a coach, so it was a lot of fun.
When you got drafted by the A's, were you like, it was just meant to be?
Yeah, I actually put on my Little League hat that I had from back when I was like...
Wait, you kept it?
Yeah, I still have it. It's got like sun bleach and everything. It's kind of a cool look.
Were you a pitcher and a hitter back then? I mean, that seems like an obvious question to ask, but how good were you?
Field, hit a couple bombs too, you know how it is. So
yeah.
It was really fun.
Do you remember the very first home run that you ever hit?
I do, actually. Yeah, I think I was like 9, something like that.
Yeah.
It was at Federal Field in Bellevue, Washington. They had like one of those throw-up fences and stuff like that. It was really fun.
When did you first start pitching?
I started pitching probably when I was like 5. Very young.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You continued on. I'm going to trace this to the University of Washington, but before you got there, what was the best game that you pitched in high school?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's got to be on my club team. I threw, it was either one or two hit complete game in like the semifinal. It wasn't anything crazy, but it was just a really fun atmosphere to pitch in. So
yeah, but 1-2 hit complete game,
yeah.
And it's a semifinal.
Yeah,
that's pretty crazy.
Yeah, it was pretty fun.
And okay, so let's get to Washington. Was it a difficult decision to attend the UW?
Not necessarily. Both my parents are alumni from the University of Washington, so when I got that opportunity, I was really excited about it. I only really thought about it for a couple of weeks before I made my decision. So
I believe I saw in Tracing Your Path you started as a seven man, mm-hmm. and then to closer, then to starting rotation, right?
Yep.
How did you grow as a pitcher while you were there?
Yeah, I mean, I think as a freshman in college, I really only had one pitch that I could pretty much throw in the zone. So kind of just followed along those lines. You know, I added one pitch sophomore year, and they felt like they could use me in at the back end of the games. And then third year, I added another couple pitches. So I think it was more just progression over time, adding pitches to the repertoire, and it kind of worked itself out from there.
Am I right to assume the one pitch was a fastball?
Yes.
So you attacked guys as a freshman.
Yes, I did. It was a little bit of a different fastball. I had a lot more sink to it. So I was throwing sinkers rather than kind of the four-seam that I throw now that has a little bit more lift. So
when did that change?
I want to say it changed junior year. And I still threw both fastballs, but kind of over time, my fastball kind of started getting more lift to it rather than sink. So naturally, the four-seam
became... Added in when you went to sophomore year.
The slider was the second pitch that I added. And then junior year was kind of more change-ups. And then I added the curveball when I got to pro ball.
And this was all working with your Washington Huskies pitching coach.
Yeah, I had two over the time that I was there. Jason Kelly was my freshman and sophomore year, so he helped me add the slider. And then the changeup was Elliot Kirby.
And it's the Huskies, so I was talking to Joe Demers.
Yeah.
Did you know Joe well?
Yeah, I mean, we played in Omaha together freshman year, and it was a lot of fun. That team's chemistry was unlike anything I've ever been a part of, so we had a lot of fun together.
What was the best atmosphere you've ever played in, then?
Probably Omaha. It's hard to compete with that. Definitely.
I spoke with Joe, and he said when he threw his perfect game and then looking around at the freshmen saying, all right, has your career here peaked? Let's see how you do. I mean, that must be incredible for you as a freshman. You go to Washington, this is your dream, and that's the team that you're playing on.
Yeah, and I think that was actually our first home game. So it was kind of like I'm in college, we're at home, and the very first game I experienced is a perfect game by Joe, and it was a really cool thing.
Did you grow up a Mariners fan?
I did, yeah. I went to lots of games. Grew up 20 minutes outside of the stadium, so it was really convenient.
Was there a pitcher you looked up to?
Felix Hernandez.
I was wondering.
Pretty much the easy option there. But I also really liked watching Randy Johnson and stuff like that, just his highlights. Kind of, I wish I grew up when he was still on the Mariners, but that's all right.
Your younger brother's a pitcher at Washington too, right?
Yes, he is. Yeah, he's kind of stepped into a huge role for them this year. He's had a cool story. He redshirted last year and became one of their key guys this year. He started several games. He's closed several games. He's been kind of one of their key guys in their rotation, so it's been really fun to watch him.
There's an Emmanuel's dynasty.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I'm really happy for him. Really cool.
Stevie, thank you for your time.
Of course. Happy to do it.
Lansing Lugnuts pitcher Stevie Emmanuels. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business.
I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
getting you ready for the Great Lakes Loons and your Lansing Lugnuts. It is game 4 of 6 this week between these two squads. Let's get you the starting lineup. First for your Lansing Lugnuts, coming in at 15-21. Drew Swift leads off at shortstop. Brian Bravas bats second, playing center field. Tyler Soderstrom is at first base, batting third. Austin Backe is batting cleanup and playing right field. Jared McDonald swings fifth and is catching. Lawrence Butler, the DH, and hits sixth. Eurybio Angeles is at second, batting seventh. Johnny Butler, welcome back. He is hitting eighth and playing left field. And Josh Juan Wright is at third as he rounds out the order. They take on this Great Lakes Loons order. They come in 21-15, sitting in second place in the Eastern. Leonard at third, batting second. Yorbit Vivas is at second, hitting third. Batting fourth, Jose Ramos in right field. Leonel Valera is the shortstop, batting fifth. Ryan January is catching, batting sixth. Ismael Alcantara is in center field, swinging seventh. Imanel Vargas is at first, batting eighth. And Edwin Mateo is the DH, and he rounds out the order. The Loons and the Lugnuts getting ready to battle at Dow Diamond coming up in just a few minutes. Down to the field, we get tonight's national anthem. The national anthem on the triumphant trumpet tonight. Well done down there as we get ready for baseball between the Loons and the Lugnuts. It is game 37 between these two squads. Then 21, the Loons, 21-15. Lansing looking to bounce back after an 8-5 loss last night. With the call of the game, here's the voice of the Nuts, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jaxa, thank you so much. The Great Lakes Loons line up defensively as follows on this 85-degree evening, where it feels like it's 89 with the humidity. There is a storm on the horizon. There have been pop-ups all around us. We've dodged them so far. We expect rain to fall after this game ends. For the Loons in the outfield, Johnny DeLuca is in left. Ismael Alcantara is in center. And it's Jose Ramos in right field. Around the infield, Imanol Vargas is at first base. Yorbit Vivas is at second. Leonel Valera is at short. And the third baseman's last name does not begin with a V. It's Edis Leonard. The catcher's Ryan January. And now, Adam, I turn back to you for more on the right-hander for the Loons. Warming up and getting set to go, big Kendall Williams.
Yes, sir. He is the Olive Branch, Mississippi native. Fastball, curve, slider, and a changeup. We talked about it earlier. Came in from a trade with the Blue Jays for Ross Stripling back in 2020. He was acquired from Toronto on August 31st. This year for Williams, ERA is up over 6, although we talked about it earlier. The ERA for the starters and the Loons has been under 3 so far this year. His up over 6, though, through 3 games started and 10 innings pitched. He's allowed 7 earned runs, just 1 home run, and 3 walks, 9 strikeouts. Opponents, though, batting nearly .400 against the righty.
In 1846, the city of Watson's Crossroads was renamed Olive Branch in the reference to the Noah's Ark story. And in fact, Olive Branch, Mississippi, avoided a lot of the Civil War
all the battles in the area were fought around Olive Branch and not in. The Lansing Lugnuts Drew Swift, Brian Buelvas, and Tyler Soderstrom are coming up 1, 2, 3 in the order. Our home plate umpires, Brian Van Braken. Our bases umpires, Emma Charlesworth Sealer. Jack's on social media and let him know how much you admire him. At ADAMJAKSA. I'm at Jay Goldstress, JGOLDSTRASS. It is 6.07 p.m. on the first pitch from Kendall Williams. Drew Swift bounces it down to third. One hop for Leonard. Takes his time. Throws across. One pitch and one out. And that'll bring up Ryan Buelvas. It was a great day at home plate yesterday for Buelvas, batting in the number 9 spot in the order. He singled, doubled, and he walked twice. He reached base all 4 times, and hence he moves up from number 9 to number 2. Righty versus righty. Williams lets it fly. Fastball snatches in on the outside corner. 91 miles an hour, according here to the stadium radar gun. Buelvas currently batting 186. The pitch, a check swing roller foul up the right side, strike 2. Adam, what do you think of that philosophy? Hey, big game yesterday, jump up in the lineup.
I like it. We've seen it a couple of times with Drew Swift, Eurybiel Anjeles, those guys moving up, so Buelvas the next one.
And 0-2 will wait. Time was called at home plate because Buelvas got something in his eye. I don't know if you noticed this. During the national anthem, Lugnuts manager Phil Pohl also got something in his eye and was struggling the whole anthem to get it out. At 0-2, Buelvas takes off the outside corner. Ball 1. Just 19 years of age, the youngest player on the team. 6'6 Williams at 21 years old, kicks and throws. Buelvas fouls it straight back. Steady diet of fastballs away. That one there registered at just 90 miles an hour. Buelvas with his great power. 6 doubles, 1 triple, and 3 home runs. The windup, the pitch. Buelvas hits it high in the air to left. Is it number 4? Back to the wall. It's gone. 4th home run of the year for Buelvas. Throw it into the field of play. Lansing takes a 1-0 lead.
You want to talk about a pure home run swing. That was launched out there to left, and it was a no-doubter getting out to nearly the walkway that wraps around the outfield, which is a good probably 10, 15 steps beyond the high wall.
And that brings up Tyler Soderstrom. Lansing is now homered in every game of this series, all 4. The windup, the pitch to Tyler. Soderstrom takes a called strike on the outside corner. Soderstrom has one of those home runs. It was a first inning 2-run shot on Wednesday that the Lugnuts eventually ended up losing that game 7-6. That was his 7th home run of the year. One out, nobody on. Right-handed pitcher to the left-handed batter. Williams misses inside, according to Brian Van Vranken. 1 ball and 1 strike. I was amazed, Adam, speaking to Brian Buelvas earlier this series. I asked him, what was the hardest ball he's ever hit? What's the longest homer? 1-1. Off speed, down low and away, ball 2. And Buelvas said it was earlier this season. It was at Lake County. I was sure, looking at his home runs last year in Stockton, I was sure it was going to be one of them. But no, Williams' pitch. Soderstrom swings and misses the off speed, strike 2. I think he's getting stronger. Okay, this makes sense. It sounds obvious when I say it out loud. As he gets older, I think he's gaining more and more power.
Yeah, still just a teenager, so still maturing.
2-2. Soderstrom chased a high fastball, and he's gone on strikes. When I say high, was that about batting helmet height?
Yeah, and it was outside, too. One of those where Soderstrom just really wishes he could have back, but he just couldn't lay off of it.
It's been a learning season so far for Soderstrom. Ups and downs. 2 outs, nobody on. Lansing up 1-0 on the Buelvas home run. The pitch to Austin Beck. Williams misses inside. Ball 1. Boy, Kendall Williams has been so hittable this year. Dodgers had in mind when they traded for him. He lets it fly. Beck swings and misses. And the count of ball and a strike.
Just the second home run that he's given up, though, this year.
Right. So 18 hits in 10 and two-thirds innings, but just two round trippers. He winds and throws. Oh, that came inside and hit Austin Beck. Caught him maybe on the left elbow guard as he swung his back toward the pitcher. For Kendall Williams, that is the first batter that he has hit with a pitch this year. And Austin Beck on the other side is hit by a pitch for the first time. He's being examined now by the athletic trainer Ruthier. That caught him somewhere unprotected. And he's in a great deal of pain. Here's the manager Phil Pohl over to help. They're looking directly at above that left elbow. And now Jake talking it through with Austin Beck. It's the top of the first inning. The Lugnuts will have a two-out base runner. But earlier today, the Lugnuts just got a player back off the injured list in Johnny Butler, just activated, and he's in the starting lineup today. And it is Beck who goes down to first base to run for himself as he tries to shake off that pain with the left arm. And Old McDonald plays Jared McDonald into the right-hand batter's box. Right-hander versus right-hander. 1-0 Lugs, the deal. Fastball high. One ball, no strikes.
What if Jared McDonald plays Old McDonald into the box? What do you think about that?
E-I-E-I-O. And yesterday, McDonald, two hits, including a homer. He swings and misses the breaking ball. Big overhand curve. One ball, one strike. With a crack, crack here. He had a 442-foot home run yesterday to center. Popped him up, right side into foul ground. Emmanuel Vargas, the first baseman, is under it, toward the stripe to make the catch. Side retired, E-I-E-I-O. The Lansing Lugnuts score one run in the first inning. Brian Buelbas with the solo shot. Austin Beck left on after the HBP. Let's go to the bottom half of the first. Lansing leading 1. Great Lakes know nothing yet because the Loons are coming up against the Lansing starter, Mac Lardner, when we return.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, hardware, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
For the Lansing Lugnuts to take on Johnny DeLuca, Eddie Lenard, and Yorbit Vivas. Top three in the Loons' order. Lansing's leading 1-0 and a Brian Buelbas homer. The lefty Lardner throws. Johnny DeLuca takes ball one high. I am Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Adam Jaxa. The catcher is Jared McDonald. Rest of the defense in a moment. First, the 1-0. Fouled up and away to the right, strike one. In the outfield, it's the Triple B's. Butler in left, Beck in right, Buelbas in center. Although I need to specify today, because Lawrence Butler is DHing. That's Johnny in left. A breaking ball is chopped towards short, and that's Drew Swift. Comes in gloves, those high to first. Soderstrom jumping off the back to receive, and then the turnstile tag to DeLuca coming by. Out number one. Athletically done by Soderstrom.
Well, he is playing for the right organization, isn't he?
Yes.
How about that from Soderstrom? He's got to feel much better. He had a tough strikeout in the top of the first, but doesn't let that get to him. If he doesn't put the tag on there, that's going to go down as an E6 and a run around to start this game. Well done.
Great A. Here's Eddie's Leonard. He pops up the first pitch he sees. On the right side of the diamond, it's second baseman Angeles. Out onto the outfield grass to put it away. Hey, remember when Great Lakes swung at absolutely everything that Osvaldo Berrios threw?
And Drew Swift tried to take on that role in the top of the first today?
Yes. Well, two outs, quick for Lefty Lardner. The Lugnuts infield, by the way, Angeles at second, Swift at short, Soderstrom at first. Third baseman is Josh Wainwright. Lefty Lardner deals. Yorbit Vivas takes a strike called on the outside corner. Adam, you want to talk about Mac?
I don't know if we're going to have time, are we?
Adam had some mac and cheese earlier.
2 days in a row of that.
Lefty throws to lefty. Vivas takes a ball bouncing in. We do have time.
6'4", 205, 24-year-old. He is from Gonzaga. Signed as a free agent with the Nuts and the A's, more specifically, in 2022 in May.
Vivas takes a curveball inside ball two.
He was with St. Louis and picked him up. His first start, 2 2/3, gave up 6 hits, 4 runs, with 4 strikeouts and a walk.
Vivas grounds foul up the right side. 2 balls and 2 strikes on Yorbit Vivas. Thank you, Adam.
You got it.
Vivas is hitting .244. He has 2 homers this year. The Lugnuts saw one of them. He has 2 triples this year. They've seen both. A 2-2. Curveball outside. The count is full. Most impressive stat from my mind with Yorbit Vivas is 20 walks leads the Loons. Only 14 strikeouts. 3-2. He swings and whacks it to right field. Down for a base hit. Austin Beck to his left plays it. Fires it in. And that holds Vivas to a single. That baseball got to the wall in right field, but Beck was on hand with a strong throw. It was off the bag, but he got it in quickly and with such velocity that Vivas could only grab one base.
I think he hit it too hard. He got out there too quickly, and give credit to Beck, who read it well off the crack of the bat, and he's got such a sharp right arm. Got it into second base quickly.
103 miles an hour off the bat off that Vivas single. Now Jose Ramos takes one bouncing right past McDonald. And away to second base, Vivas, wild pitch Lardner. Ball one to Ramos. Adam, you haven't seen too much of Jose Ramos, but I want you to watch his swing path. He's got something in common with big Andy Pages. Took home a lot of hardware from the High A Central last year. A 1-0, inside and low, 2 balls, no strikes. Ramos is a very highly regarded prospect out of Panama. He and Josh Wainwright, the Lugnuts' third baseman, go back the last 4 years together. Wainwright told me that he met him when Wainwright was 17 years young. And meanwhile, on the other side, Jose Ramos, the same age, thereabouts. Ramos has such a distinct uppercut swing. The only other player I remember having that was Pages. The pitch, he swings and grounds it to shortstop. Vacuum by Swift, throws received, side retired, just a single, stranded in scoring position by Lardner in a scoreless first. Onward to the second, the Lansing Lugnuts have a 1-0 lead at Great Lakes.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
and I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A Brian Brelbaugh's home run has staked the Lansing Lugnuts out to an early lead. 1-0 going to the second inning, where the Lugnuts will bring up Butler, Angeles, and Butler. Lawrence, Arribiel, and Johnny against right-hander Kendall Williams. Out of the IMG Academy, Williams for the Great Lakes Loons winds and deals to Lawrence Butler batting left. He lines the first pitch into right center field, a base hit. Center fielder Alcantara has the right fielder Ramos in a near collision. That keeps Butler at first base with a single. And the second Lugnuts hit so far against the 6'6 righty Williams. Now Arribiel Angeles. Angeles has gone through some tough times at home plate recently, to the point where he was pinch hit for in the ninth inning yesterday by Brett Harris. Righty throws to righty. Fastball, strike called outside corner. Anales' average has zipped all the way down to 281, which lets you know how high it was to begin with. Here's Williams' pitch. That hits the inside corner. Backed up a changeup there beautifully. No balls and two strikes. Angeles is 2-for-8 in the series against the Loons. He was 4-for-24 against Dayton. At 0-2, swing and a miss. Strike three. He's gone on three pitches here. Fastball does him in at 91. Second strikeout for Williams. One away in the second.
Just doesn't look like he's going up there with a lot of confidence right now. Angeles is a real calm and collected hitter, and he's swinging and missing a lot. It's something that he didn't really do much of at all in April.
No. Not a bit. It was very difficult to see him swing without barreling it last month. Johnny Butler is back, slashing the first pitch down the left field line, but foul. Strike one. It is so good to have the North Carolina State standout back in the Lansing Lugnuts lineup. He had departed due to injury back at the very end of April. April the 30th, he was placed on the injured list. And he was reinstated from the injured list earlier today in 12 games with Lansing, hitting .333 with an .834 OPS. 9 for his last 23 before he was hurt, a 6-game hitting streak. Batting left, the pitch. Fouled off. Well, he's not wasting any time. Back off the injured list. Lawrence Butler's at first base. Johnny Butler, the batter, no relation. That's Lansing leading 1-0, the top of the second. One out. At 0-2 from Kendall Williams. On its way. High and away. Ball one. Butler was drafted in the 14th round last year by the Oakland Athletics. And last year as well, he was the ACC batting champion at NC State. 1-2. He lashes it to right center field. Alcantara's on the run. It's beyond him. One bouncing off the wall. Butler with speed dashes around third. He's coming in to score. And Johnny Butler is back off the IL with an RBI double. It is 2-0 Lugnuts.
Welcome back, Johnny Barrels. That was hammered out to right center. And he was dealt these Lugnuts. They want to get up there and swing the bat. It's got to be feeling good for him to be back up there with that as the result.
Catcher January goes to the mound. And it just felt, Adam, when Johnny Butler went on the injured list, that we were seeing him clobbered more and more, really finding the sweet spot. Whereas when he started the year, remember his base hits were flares or broken bad dinkers, and then he started to wallop it. And it looks like he has not missed a beat. So Butler the double. And that sets things up for Joshuan Wright. A run in the first inning on the Buell Boss homer. A run here in the second on the single by Butler. And now the two-bagger by Butler. The Butlers did it. Wright batting ninth. Righty versus righty. The Loon's daughter sets high. The Lugnuts batter waits. The pitch. Wright checks his swing. And it's outside. Ball one. Joshuan Wright is playing, what do you think, Adam? About every two games this week against the Dayton Dragons. Two games. He had one hit. He scored a couple of runs. First game of this series. He swings and misses the breaking ball. One ball and one strike. The native of Panama, Joshuan Wright, age 21, who has played nationally for his country on the world stage. 5 feet, 6 inches tall, starting at third base. Williams deals. Line drive up the middle, base hit center field. Johnny Butler plated cautiously. He advances as far as third. Still, though, a throw comes all the way in from Alcantara in center. It's cut off. At first base, there's Joshuan Wright with a single. And that is his 12th hit in his 15th game with Lansing.
Well, remember last night, it was six hits and four walks that were drawn by the bottom few in the order. Six through nine delivered last night, and now six through nine delivering three of the four opportunities at the plate in this second inning.
Going to have to move everybody up in the lineup tomorrow, just like Brian Buelbas got moved up today. Well, top of the order time, and Drew Swift takes inside and low. One ball, no strikes. We are in Midland, Michigan, the home of the Great Lakes Loons, who have won the last two games of this series. Second place team in the East Division, 21-15. The deal. Inside to Swift. Two balls and no strikes. A changeup backed up. The Lansing Lugnuts on the other side coming in at 15-21. The Lugnuts are right now in fifth place in the division, nine games back of Dayton and six games back of the Loons. Runners at the corners, 2-0 Lansing. The pitch popped up by Swift. And the catcher, January Points, first baseman Vargas comes in toward the pitcher's mound to squeeze it. Two outs. It's been feast or famine for Drew. The Great Lakes Loons have largely handled him in the series, with the exception of a couple of days ago when he went 3-for-5 with a big RBI single. Brian Buelbas, who homered his first time up against Williams. Lansing's up 2-0 in the second. Williams offers a fastball outside, ball one. There's a lot of sinking action on that fastball from the 6-foot-6-inch Williams. Joshuan Wright is at first. Johnny Butler's at third. Both run fine. A 1-0. Swing and a miss. Right back to the changeup. Ball and a strike on Buelbas. Outfield is straight up. Second baseman Vivas is playing up the middle. Wright stretches the lead away from first, held on by Vargas. Williams deals. And he missed down and outside. Two balls, one strike. I mentioned that we're in Midland, Michigan. There are a lot of Midlands out there. There's Midland, Texas, the AA affiliate for the Oakland Athletics, a level above the Lugnuts. There's also Arkansas, California, Georgia, Indiana, and more. Buelbas takes high. Three balls and one strike. There's Midland, Louisiana, and Midland, Maryland, Midland, Missouri, Midland, North Carolina, Midland, Ohio, Oregon, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Tennessee, Texas, Virginia, Washington. A 3-1. At the knees, strike two called, with Buelbas thinking that that was ball four and too low. Oh, by the way, there's also Midland City, Alabama. I suppose, Adam, you get to the mid part of any state. It's just the natural thing to do to say, well, guess we're Midland. 3-2 pitch. Wright runs from first. Buelbas swings and lines it. Right side, right to Vivas at second. He was playing up the middle, but he broke to his left on contact. He snares it. Side retired. Another good swing, though, by Buelbas. Lansing scores one in the top of the second inning on three hits. Runners left to the corners. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning in Midland, Michigan. Lansing Lugnuts 2 and the Great Lakes Loons, nada.
how much someone drinks.
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
As we open up the bottom half of the second inning, there's a baseball that got away near the Lansing Lugnuts third base side dugout. Loons manager Austin Chubb clears it away. It's the Lugnuts 2, the Loons nothing. Lansing lefty Mac Lardner back to work. The pitch to Leonel Valera. Outside, ball one. Lardner for the Lugnuts from Lansing. Leonel for the Loons. A 1-0. Swing and a miss. That pitch died on its way to home plate. Sank right off the table. One ball, one strike. It is 5-6-7. The pitch, whacked foul off the right side. Big slow curve at 73. Have to stay patient against Lardner. Mac Lardner worked around a two-out single by Yorbit Vivas in a scoreless first. He offers a 1-2 pitch to Valera. That's up high and away. There's his fastball at 84. Two balls and two strikes. Well, we saw Lardner back earlier this year, his first start with the Lugnuts. His first two innings were strong. He delivers. The changeup down, ball three. Then in the third inning, that's when the Dayton Dragons really hit him, and they knocked him out of the game. First time Lardner is facing the Loons. His payoff. Valera takes ball four. A fastball is up high. That'll lead off base runner for Great Lakes. Ryan January is coming up next against Lardner. The player whom Lardner is replacing on the Lugnuts, who wore the same number 22 jersey that he's currently wearing, David Leal, also a left-hander, standing big 6'5". And throwing a fastball in the 80s and off-speed stuff in the 60s and the 70s. Just struck out 7 in 6 innings up in AA, allowing 2 unearned runs. So Leal is continuing to pitch well. He earned the promotion. Lardner signed by the Oakland Athletics. He was going to play an independent baseball with the Washington Wild Things. Lefty throws to lefty. Ryan January takes ball one outside. Quick, Adam Jaxa, Washington Wild Things. What big city in the United States do they play in or play right near? Major League City.
Philadelphia.
Very, very close. 1-0. At the letters for a called strike.
Pittsburgh.
Yes, there it is. Steel City. Just talking about Midland and how every single state has a Washington, right?
I had the P wrong, you know?
You were in the right P state, though. 1-1. Outside corner, strike two called. That is paint.
A little peeved. I got that one wrong.
In the Frontier League, he was going to be a Washington Wild Thing before the Athletics said, what if you come and play in Lansing instead? And here's Lardner. Lardner's 1-2 for January, the Loons catcher. Watches it bounce in, and a good knockdown by the catcher McDonald to keep the runner Valera at first base. Two balls and two strikes. Nobody out. Bottom of the second. Loons are batting. Down 2-0.
That's a classic league, though. Frontier League, one of the great independent leagues. It's been around for a while.
If you go back to its very first days, it was a themed league. That's the reason why it's called the Frontier League. The pitch. Just a little bit high. Ball three. Every single one of the inaugural Frontier League team names was named after a Native American theme. For example, the Chillicothe Paints. Three balls and two strikes. Payoff. Up high, ball four. Lardner's walked two in a row to open up the second inning. But then they got away from that theme. I was with the Frontier League's Windy City Thunderbolts. Very proud of that, although, Adam, you know that there's no such thing as a Thunderbolt. There's thunder, and then there's a lightning bolt. I do not know what a Thunderbolt would be.
Yeah, but how good is that nickname when you combine both?
It's really, really good. Pitching coach Don Schulze goes out to the mound. The Frontier League this year is experimenting with an extra inning rule that I want to get your thoughts on. It's sudden death for baseball. Valera at second, January at first for the Loons. Nobody at bottom of the second. Ismael Alcantara is about to come up after this pitching mound visit. Great Lakes is trailing the Lugnuts 2-0. Here's the sudden death rule. Adam, I'm going to make you the home team in this scenario. Would first base end to bat, but you must score a run. If I pitch and I blank you, I win. Or you can be the pitching team, the team out of the field. I get the runner at first, and if you shut me out, you win. The pitch to Ismael Alcantara will wait. Pitcher pivots about, and Lardner looks Valera back into second base. Do you want to see if you can pitch, play defense, and shut out the other team? Or do you want the runner at first base? That's the rule. That's sudden death. Lardner delivers to Alcantara. Hit high in the air and foul off to the right side. First baseman Soderstrom looks for a play. But no, that baseball outside of his range. Before we even get into what we would choose, what do you think about that rule?
Well, I think it's genius. I mean, the great thing about home field advantage is that you get the opportunity to bat last.
Yes.
So this keeps the home field advantage by getting an opportunity to choose. And I imagine if you're a manager, you're going to choose what your team is best at.
Yeah. Are you a good pitching team? Are you a good hitting team? 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Good breaking ball down and in. It used to be in baseball, and I'm going to blow your mind if you didn't know this. The home team could choose whether they wanted to bat first or second. I believe it was 1950 that they said, everybody always chooses to bat second. Let's just standardize this. 0-2 pitch. Alcantara foul tips it. Hung on to by McDonald. Strike three. Mack Lardner records his first strikeout. And there's one down in the bottom of the second.
I think it's cool, too, because it assures that there will only be 10 innings in the game. You're
yes.
only playing one half inning, and you get the drama in that half inning knowing the game's going to end either way.
Love it. Here's Immanuel Vargas. Valera at second, January at first for the Loons. One out, last of the second, down 2-0. A pitch. Breaking ball on the outside corner. Strike called by Brian Van Vranken.
By the way, that's a huge first strikeout tonight for Lardner. Let's two guys get away with a couple of walks out of this second inning.
Lardner, in his first time out, he got a lot of swings and misses. 0-1. Swing and a ground ball. Foul up the right side. Sizzled off the railing on the Loons dugout. Kicks off into the Great Lakes pen. No balls and two strikes. You know, I love looking at that stat. What's the percentage of swinging strikes? And for Mack Lardner, his first time on the mound against Dayton, it was 21%. That is extraordinary. He deals an 0-2 pitch to Immanuel Vargas. Breaking ball down. One ball, two strikes. I would think that you and I would agree that if you're the Lansing Lugnuts and you get that sudden death choice, you would choose offense.
You start with the guy at first, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no question.
Just score him. 1-2 from Lardner. Strike three called on the outside corner. A fastball. And Vargas stood there like the house by the side of the road. Two straight strikeouts from Mack. And now bring up Edwin Mateo. Ryan William McLean Lardner. Mac Lardner, born in Pasadena, hailing from Templeton, California. Bats right, throws left, standing 6 feet, 4 inches tall. To Edwin Mateo, switch hitter, batting right. But first, a step off the rubber. He did not like how far away Leonel Valera was from second base. Valera and January both opened up this frame with walks, but then back-to-back strikeouts. 2-0, Lansing leading. Here's the pitch. Up and away. Ball one. And there's a flyer nat of some sort that is bothering the bases umpire, Emma Charlesworth Sealer. Just trying to swat that away. Same thing with the first baseman, Tyler Soderstrom. Something is bothering him. Ball and offering. Mateo serves it right back to Lardner. Knocks down the liner, picks it up, and then delivers the ball to Soderstrom at first base. The inning is over. Mac Lardner walks the first two and then gets out of the jam. He strands Valera at second, January at first, and Adam Jackson is coming up next with the Lansing Love of the third inning from Dow Diamond.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
First pitch of the third inning is a little bit low and outside to Tyler Soderstrom. Happy Friday evening to you, May 20th, 2022. Lugnuts in front of the Loons, 2-0. Kendall Williams pitch on the ground the other way. Two hop to the third baseman, Leonard. Up with it to first. And there's one out on a couple of pitches into this third inning. A little bit of a shift there as Leonard out position, but in even with the bags.
Yeah, they say you've got to have two infielders on either side of second base. There's nothing that says that the third baseman can't play short and the shortstop can't play just an inch to the left of second.
Kind of a rover, shallow center fielder. Here's Austin Beck, who stayed in the game after getting plunked the first time up. The pitch, driven out, up into the clouds to center. Ballpark will hold it. Alcantara over to his right. And there's two away.
Adam, I actually did feel, going back to the Soderstrom at bat, that was a shift-busting swing by Tyler trying to hit it on the left side. It's just that Leonard was there.
That was a good try. Now here comes Jared McDonald. Lugnuts in front, 2-0, thanks to a Buelbas bomb. And an RBI double from Johnny Butler after a three-hit second. The pitch. In there, strike one to McDonald, who's 0-for-1 tonight. Jared wearing number 25 on the back of his black Lugnuts away uniform. Back to the blacks tonight. The 0-1. Driven high into the sky center field. But again, this one will stay in. Alcantara over to his right makes the catch. And that will do it. Missed opportunity for me to say back in black tonight for the Nuts. Let's head to the bottom of the third where Lansing leads 2-0 at Dow Diamond.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, it took just five pitches in the top of the third. Let's head to the bottom half. Lugs in front, 2-0, and the first pitch. Up and out, ball one from Mac Lardner. He comes back through the order a second time. Johnny DeLuca, Eddie Leonard, and Yorbit Vivas. The pitch swung back up into the clouds. And it's one ball, one strike on Johnny DeLuca, the home run leader for the Loons, 11. As he wears number 11, 22 driven in this year, 32 hits. The pitch up high, and it's two balls and a strike to DeLuca.
Kind of feels like he should stop there, right? He's already reached how many home runs he needs.
I thought that last night. The pitch. Swing and a miss as he bends down on a knee to try and go grab it. Two balls, two strikes. When you call as many games together, you start to think the same things, apparently.
Great minds.
Think alike. The pitch. Tapped. Throws to first. And is it in time? Yes, it is. Just barely as Soderstrom collected right before DeLuca got there. One away.
That is some PFP. Look, Mac Lardner got there, and he never rushed himself. That was very fluid, pick it up, and then spinning around as a left-handed pitcher and gaining some separation so that he didn't throw it into the path of the runner.
Yeah, that's the tough thing, as you mentioned it. As a lefty, Jesse, he's got to make a longer throw and either elect to go get on the right side of the baseball and pick it up and run around it, or spin and throw, which he did. Here's Eddie Leonard. The pitch, swing and a miss as it dropped out of the zone. Beautifully done by Lardner. And it's no balls and a strike. Lugnuts leading 2-0 as we sit here in the bottom of the third on a humid mid-80s degree Friday night. The pitch, looping breaking ball, stays up and out. One ball, one strike. Clouds above. Humidity in the air, but the rain came earlier tonight. The pitch, swinging a foul tip into the glove, held on to. Strike two. That was that curveball, this time hitting in the zone. Are expecting some rain, but not till later tonight, around 10, 11 o'clock, I believe. 1-2. Fastball away. Two balls, two strikes. And with how quick the games have been going because of the pitch clock and the players seemingly wanting to speed the games up as fast as they can by swinging early in counts, we should be fine. 2-2. Lifted out to center field. Backing up is Buelbas. Now comes in over towards center. Reaches above his head with the left arm. Makes the catch. Two away.
The Great Lakes Loons all have a movie to see after each game. They've got something that they've got to go to, and they just do not want to waste any time.
Well, Dr. Strange only came out, a few weeks ago?
That's
got
right.
Time to go catch it. 2-0, Lugnuts leading the Loons. Here's Yorbit Vivas, the pitch. That comes in as it bends him back. Ball one. He has the only base on with 14 last night. The pitch. Up and in again. Two balls, no strikes. That was a season high for these Great Lakes Loons, coming in the fourth game this year against the Lugnuts. Lansing looking to even the series tonight. 2-0. Just off the outer edge with the fastball, and it's three balls, no strikes. We saw this with back-to-back walks to open up the second, but then Lardner locked in with two strikeouts and a ground out. 3-0 pitch. A little bit elevated, and it's a four-pitch walk to Vivas. So it's the third straight inning that the Loons have had at least one runner on. Base hit in the first, two walks in the second, and now a walk with two outs in the third.
They have wanted nothing to do with Vivas during the series, as he has continued to hit everything hard. He came into this series struggling something awful at him, but not against Lugnuts pitchers.
So a slow trot out to the mound. The Lugnuts pitching coach, Don Schulze, to visit with Mac Lardner and Jared McDonald. Gives an opportunity for Drew Swift and Josh Winwright to catch up over at third and short. Tyler Soderstrom an opportunity to just relax down on his knees as he bends over. And the outfielders too far apart to go hang out with one another.
It doesn't have to be the case.
They just choose it to be. Quick visit there, and Schulze heading back to the third base dugout with the Lansing Lugnuts in their away blacks. Stands and support their teammates tonight. Lardner trying to get through three unscathed. The first pitch, a little bit inside, and it's ball five in a row. A first pitch to Jose Ramos. Lardner, remember, did pretty well through two innings the last time out, his first start, but then things unraveled in the third. The pitch. On the inside corner, strike one. Paints the black. Nice strike in six attempts. Ramos, 0-for-1, grounded out in his first at-bat. A man from Panama. Pitch. Good change. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
Diego Granado, the right-hander, warms up for the Lugnuts in the pen.
All right, there you are. And remember, give credit last night to Barrios for going into the sixth before his night ended to shorten the bullpen work last night. Swinging a tapper foul back towards the third base side dugout. We've got some Lugnuts trivia that we're going to bring to you in the top of the fourth, so stay tuned. We got a couple of answers last night, one of them being correct. We'll always appreciate that. You guys play along with our Lugnuts trivia, and a fun one tonight. Lugnuts based 18 years ago, so stay tuned. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip, and not hung on to there by McDonald. That one sharply hit into the ground, came back after him. And it remains one ball, two strikes on Ramos. 2-0, Nuts. We're in the bottom of the third. Game four against the Loons up here in Midland. The pitch home. Fastball outside and low, and Ramos has worked it back to two balls, two strikes as the sun peeks out through the cloud coverage tonight. Lights have already been turned down coming up at the 7 o'clock hour here in the Eastern Time Zone. To the 2-2. In there, strike three with the fastball. Sat it on the inner half of the plate. The same pitch that got him for strike one. And a walk stranded again for the Loons in the third. Strikeout number three for Mac Lardner. And no runs allowed through three. Lansing in front, 2-0.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets.
anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Into the fourth inning we go with the Lugnuts leading the Loons 2-0. Thanks for stopping in on your Friday evening as we push towards the final couple of weeks in May. Lansing trying to pick up their 16th win tonight in game 37. Lawrence Butler, Eurybio Angeles, and Johnny Butler due up in this half inning. Kendall Williams, the pitch. Launched out to right center field, headed towards the gap. Ramos is looking up, and that's over the head of Alcantara into center off the wall. Butler strides into second. He's got his second hit tonight. At bat number two, that he attacks the first pitch and succeeds. That's the third extra base hit for the Lugnuts. In their five hits tonight, a home run from Buelbas got us going. The RBI double from Butler in the second, and that double from the other Butler, Lawrence Butler. Five hits for the Nuts, just one for the Loons. Here's a ducks in there, strike one. Good movement on that pitch from Kendall Williams. The Loons, in fact, do throw starters longer than two innings. How about that?
I think that Williams might go longer than Lardner.
The pitch. Way out in front of that, but still fouled off by Angeles. No balls, two strikes. Eurybio trying to refine that great eye that he showcased in April. See that baseball well. Still stands with confidence at the back of the plate and calmness as he waits. Still on the right side of the plate. Behind 0-2, though. Williams pitch. Fastball swatted down off the plate, foul. Remains no balls and two strikes on Eurybio Angeles, the 5'11", 175-pound 20-year-old from the Dominican Republic who came over from the San Diego Padres the opening week that we got underway with the MILB season. Here comes the pitch. Outside. One ball, two strikes.
I wonder if he's thinking too much right now. Early on, when he was going really well, he wasn't taking anything, right? And there's a bit of that where you go, you'd like him to be more discerning. Well, I think when he tried to get more discerning, that's when he started getting off with his approach.
1-2. Popped it up. Left side of the infield. Coming in, Valera. Running out of the way is Leonard, the third baseman. It is Valera, the shortstop. There's the first out of the fourth.
I'm going to argue that the tough spot that he's going through right here is going to help him in the end. At the very start of the year, it was just see the ball, hit the ball. He would step in, and whatever the pitcher would throw, he would swing and barrel it because he's a very talented hitter. And I do believe that he's tried to take things to that next level, right? Against certain pitchers, especially Joe Boyle with Dayton. Okay, try to be more patient. This guy might not give you a strike. And he just seemed ill-prepared at times.
Johnny Butler swings and fouls the first pitch off. The double in his first at-bat.
Yeah, I mean, ill-prepared to swing. Right? Whether it's the breaking ball, whether it's been the fastball, it just feels like he's been guessing wrong a little bit more. I could easily see him come out the other side of this, but it's going to take some time and growing pains. He's just 20 years old.
We'll see how Angeles continues to adjust. Lugnuts up 2-0, runner at second. The pitch, there goes Butler. Good jump at third, slides in. The tag is in time as Leonard was running over towards third. And Lawrence Butler didn't like the call. He thought he was in safe. A call coming from the field umpire tonight over behind the mound. Emma Charlesworth Sealer, that's always a tough spot. But she makes the out call for the second of this fourth inning.
It's the wrong pitch to run on. You've got a left-handed batter up there, so it's easier for the catcher, and it's a fastball away.
Johnny Butler now bats with the bases clear. Next pitch jumps in.
I like him being aggressive, but Johnny Butler just swung and swatted an RBI double his first time up. It's not the right time to run.
Yeah, didn't understand that move either. When you're already in scoring position, and Butler, of course, has great speed. Pitch. It's on the outside corner. Two balls, two strikes, especially when you consider the Lugnuts have stole just 10 bags this year and now 20 attempts, far beyond the least in the Midwest League. 2-2 pitch. Way inside. Three balls, two strikes. I think you keep the offense in the hands of the bats, who, again, as we mentioned, have clobbered three extra base hits tonight. And Butler, who just came back from the IL, has one of those with the searing double out to right center. 2-0 Nuts in the fourth. 3-2 pitch. Bouncing ball, hard hit, first base side. The kids running over there as they look for a free souvenir. And Craig Conklin tosses it up there and says, go get it.
Threw it over the whole group.
Have some in right field. The pitch. In on the hands. That pitch popped up third base side. And under it, Leonard, the third baseman, makes the catch. So after a leadoff double, the Lugnuts get nothing. A couple of flyouts in the infield, and then a caught stealing from Lawrence Butler at third. We are through 3.5. Nuts 2, Loons none.
If you suffer from COPD symptoms like shortness of breath and fatigue, where do you turn? There are medications and oxygen, but do you know about pulmonary rehab? 3 out of 5 COPD patients have never heard of it. Pulmonary rehab is an exercise, education, and support program that gives you tools to manage your condition, and Medicare typically pays for it. So whether it's grocery shopping on your own or just walking across the room, pulmonary rehab can help you. Visit livebetter.org to find out about your options for pulmonary rehab today.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
All right, let's head to the bottom of the fourth here at Dow Diamond. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and Dean from Midland, Michigan. Up about an hour and a half northeast of Michigan State Capitol, where the Nuts in front thanks to a pair of runs with the first couple of innings lead 2-0. Mac Lardner's night is done. He goes 3 innings, gives up just 1 hit, no runs, with 3 walks, 2 strikeouts. First pitch from the righty, Diego Granado. Is in there for strike one, low at the zone on Leonel Valera.
We saw Granado at him earlier on this series. He relieved Jeff Criswell, and he was perfect, 1 2/3.
0-1, slapped off the foot of Leonel Valera on the swing, 0-2.
I remain aghast, like, surprised. Diego Granado began this year allowing 6 runs in 1/3 of an inning, and his ERA has been decreased to 3.86. He started off this year with a massive hill to climb and trying to make his numbers look better.
The 0-2. That's in, and it hits Valera as he was getting ready to swing. And he is down on all fours for a moment there, bent down, and now the athletic trainer going to come out and look at him. Granado's going, come on, how's that an HBP when he started to swing? That's a tough rule, but...
Well, they appealed, and the appeal denied.
About a third of the way down the line, Valera started to trot that way and now is bent over as he shakes that right hand. had started to come around. That's why the ball came in at the hands, and it got him. So an HPP to start out the outing for Diego Granato, and what's even further frustrating, he was up 0-2 in the count.
I agree with you. Him swinging the bat put his hands in harm's way.
So that's how the Loons will get a man on for a fourth consecutive half inning. Base hit in the first, two walks in the second, one in the third, and now an HPP in the fourth. 2-0, Dow Diamonds. Lugnuts trying to win their second in this series after taking the opener on Tuesday and then dropping the previous two yesterday and Wednesday. Here's Ryan January. The pitch, that's outside. Ball one. All right, let's get to some Lugnuts trivia tonight. It was 18 years ago that Mark Pryor made his first of two rehab appearances at then Oldsmobile Park. The pitch, that's outside. Two balls, no strikes. Back in 2004, it was Pryor who worked his way back with the Nuts and then went up to the Iowa Cubs, I believe, for a game or two before he then went on the rest of the season to pitch for the Chicago Cubs. The toss, runner takes off. This is launched out to right field. You can forget about it. Looking up, Beck, it's over his head and clobbered out by the video board. And Ryan January on one swing has tied the game 2-2. Well, you want to add insult to injury, literally, after the Valera HBP, it turns into a two-run shot. And it's 2-2 thanks to the January bomb. 456 feet and an exit velo of 110 off the bat from the lefty. Didn't miss it. 38th home run this year for the Great Lakes Loons. The pitch, a little bit low, ball one, and very rudely interrupting trivia tonight while we are enjoying a 2-0 lead. Alcantara into the plate from the right side, and the next pitch, that's down low. Two balls, no strikes. So that's our Today in Lugnuts history in the game notes, so figured we turned it into a trivia question. It's Mark Pryor went three innings, struck out five, and gave up one walk in those scoreless frames. The pitch, swing and a miss, down low, 2-1. So the question, in the Lugnuts 2-1 victory that night with Pryor, who did the Lugnuts defeat back in 2004?
Good question.
The pitch, down low, three balls and a strike. We'll give you a hint. The nickname of this team is not the same that it is now, and still a current team in the Midwest League. Pitches in there, strike two. So, can you get the team, and can you get their former nickname, and can you send in the responses to Jesse or I on Twitter at Adam Jaxa at Jay Goldstress, or email in jgoldstress@lansinglugnuts.com. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He went fastball at 90 miles an hour, and Alcantara couldn't catch up to it. There's the first out of the fourth.
See, that's what I expected would happen, Adam. Going from a soft-tossing lefty in Mack Lardner to a harder-throwing right-hander Diego Granato, you would figure the Loons would need some time to adjust.
Well, they adjusted fine with the January home run. Ties us at two in the fourth. First pitch jumps in to Emino Vargas. One ball, no strikes against the lefty who struck out looking at his first at-bat. Base is clear, one out. The pitch. That one somehow off the plate. Two balls, no strikes. For January, by the way, that was his third home run of the year. 38 long balls for the Loons. 39 long balls for the Lugs. The pitch. Way outside, three balls, no strikes. Lansing had just 11 home runs in April, but they have exploded. Now up to 39. And only 12 have come on the road. The pitch. Walloped out to center field. Buelbas looks up. That one is headed out of here. into the trees in center. These Loons are not missing in this fourth inning, and Great Lakes takes their first lead, 3-2, 470 feet that time. Anything you can do, I can do better, says Vargas. And swinging on 3-0. Home run number two for Vargas. That's kicked back by Mateo, strike one.
You know, those 19 evergreen trees lined up in center field in the batter's eye, that should be a batter's happy place. Asked the Lugnuts, they said that's a very comforting batter's eye. You're not supposed to visit them. That ball was hit over the trees.
I mean, those trees are like, what, 20 to 30 feet deep?
Yes.
In center?
Well, clearly 70 feet deep.
Pitch outside. One ball, two strikes. Yeah, clearly.
Wow.
They seem closer than that.
That home run seemed farther.
Yes, it did. The 1-1 from Granato. On the ground, hard hit, back up the middle. A base hit just this time for Mateo after two bombs earlier, and Granato is getting beaten up here in this fourth inning.
This has been some kind of hard hit contact for Great Lakes. Yesterday, remember, they had the 13 hits in five innings against Osvaldo Berrios, but they weren't hitting the ball this hard.
Back to the top of the card, Johnny DeLuca takes a pitch in there, strike one. Granato had pitched 14 innings coming into this one this year. He had not given up a home run. He's now surrendered two. And just three hitters faced into his outing today. Should say four. Came on the second and the fourth. And three hits. Second, bouncing ball towards short. Cut off by Josh Winwright from third. Throws down the run. Soderstrom goes back to second. It gets into left field as Angeles collides with Mateo. No harm done, though. Good backup by Butler. There's the second out of this fourth inning at first base. Would have been tough for that to be a double play because it was hit hard, but it was perfectly facing right towards second as he cut that off from Swift. So it would have been interesting to see if they could have turned it if it wasn't the hit and run. 3-2, Loons, as they continue their three-run parade, I should say. Over the last two nights, Don Schulze heading out to the mounds. They scored three runs in the second and the third last night. They score three in the fourth tonight to grab their first lead, 3-2, with two outs and a runner at second.
I want to go back to that play because you mentioned could it have been a double play. So it's a grounder that right intercepts. Drew Swift really smart to go cover third base because as Mateo rounded second, he's thinking, maybe I take the extra bag if nobody's there. Suddenly Swift is there. He's gone a little bit too far around second base. If that's a better throw by Soderstrom, they might have had him.
Good heady play by both guys. Soderstrom aware that he was a little bit too far off the bag. Swift ready to cover the free bag. Just didn't quite execute. Otherwise, the Lugs are out of this half inning, which has been treacherous. The Loon bombs that we're used to seeing over the years past have come out once again tonight.
This first pitch is important to Leonard.
Here it is. Inside, ball one, as he has to back out of the way.
We have seen Eddie Slanard basically comes out swinging from the on-deck circle.
Granato's 1-0. Inside again, same spot, same result. Strikes to Eddie Slanard, 5'11", 195-pound, 21-year-old from the Dominican Republic. Spent time with Rancho and Great Lakes last year. And here with the Loons again in 2022. 2-0. Off speed, hard hit right at right in the air for a lineout. So that will do it. Another hard hit ball, but into the glove of a Lugnut this time. Two homers, though. January goes deep. Vargas goes deeper. 3-2 Loons, their first lead tonight after four. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler back with the play-by-play after this.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
Protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
When Adam Jackson returns to the air at my side, he's going to come in feeling rightfully justified. He's picking up his headset now. It's 3-2. The Great Lakes Loons are leading the Lansing Lugnuts as we open up the fifth inning. On the first pitch of the fifth, taken for a called strike by Joshua Wright, as hurled in there by the right-hander, Kendall Williams, the starter for the Loons, enters his fifth inning. Adam just went, and he got corroborated next door. A one. Swing and a miss. Good breaking ball. Strike two to right. It's going to be Wright, Swift, and Wilbos. 9-1 and 2 in the Lugnuts order. Adam, how far would you say that ball was hit? Out to the trees?
I think 20, 30 feet.
Okay. 0-2. Ground ball off a broken bat down towards short. Valera gloves, throws to first. Wright is at number one. In the bottom half of the fourth inning, when Imanol Vargas was homering out to the trees, or as the voice of the Great Lakes Loons, Brad Tunney, would say, the...
Is it the Arborite?
Arborvitae.
Arborvitae. I didn't even hear what he said.
And he said it about five times, the Arborvitae in center field. The pitch to Drew Swift. Williams misses down and away, ball one. See, here you go, Arborvitae, V-I-T-A-E. The American arborvitae tree, evergreen. 1-0, outside and low. So he was identifying the actual species of tree out there.
You got to be a real loon to call it that.
That is his spirit animal. So, two balls and no strikes on Drew Swift. One out, nobody on, top of the fifth. And the Lugnuts suddenly down, 3-2, because of a couple of loons homers in the fourth. Williams deals. Swift takes at the knees. And a strike called by Brian Van Vranken. Drew Swift is 0-2. He is grounded to third. He is popped to first. Lansing so far out hitting the Loons 5-4. Williams to the plate. Swift takes up and in. Three balls and a strike.
I was telling our Loon friends to the right of us that I just was telling me that the ball went 70 feet further than the wall.
3-1. That is above the letters, ball four. And a five-pitch walk for Swift. First walk given out by Williams. The wall says 400 feet. The home run was hit 470 feet. I did my math, Adam.
That's right. We've got some depth in there that you missed. I said, what, 20 to 30 feet? Jesse goes, well, how about 70, since it went 470 and the center field wall is 400. And they did confirm that the arborvitae are 35 feet deep of the wall.
It was inviting. So, Adam, great depth. Brian Wilbos takes strike called breaking ball on the outer edge. I apologize. I was wrong. I'm sorry. Ryan Brobus is 1-for-2 with a home run and a lineout. Righty throws to righty. Just outside. 1-1.
It's a revitalizing moment for me to not feel terrible about myself, about my estimation.
Revitalizing moment?
Yes, precisely.
Swift a threat to run at first base. Not going. And Brobus takes ball two very high. And we'll see how much longer Kendall Williams is going to go in this game. The Great Lakes Loons do have a right-hander warming up in the pen down the right side. That's Robbie Pito, I believe. 2-1, it's a hitter's pitch. Brobus takes ball three high. Williams is on his last legs. Lansing starter Mac Lardner, 3 scoreless innings. He walked 3, he struck out 3, allowed 1 hit, and then Granato allowed 3 runs in the 5th. The 4th, I should say. As Brobus skies the 3-1 at a shallow left, on rushes DeLuca to make the catch. Swift back to first base. That was a great count to swing on, but Brian Brobus mishit it, and it's at number 2. Mishit it. I should not have put those words together. Here comes Tyler Soderstrom. But first, Coach David Anderson, and worse news for Great Lakes, the athletic trainer, Griffin Boyd. Everybody is coming out to look at Kendall Williams, who is looking all around him. He's pointing at himself. He's saying, why are you out to see me?
He was looking around going, who are they coming out to see? And then points at himself going, I'm good.
Yeah, is Lionel Valera okay? Eddie Slanard, everybody healthy? Just gave Austin Chubb a swat, and he sent his manager off the mound. Okay. Kendall Williams remains in to take on Tyler Soderstrom. And this could be a pivotal moment. We've seen the Great Lakes Loons with free and often calls to the bullpen whenever things get tight for them. But they stick with the starter. Swift at first, 3-2. Swift doesn't run. Williams misses high. Ball 1 to Soderstrom. Yeah, I could just see Tyler getting a pitch to Clobber and turning it around. Left-handed batter against the 6-6 right-hander. Tyler's 0-for-2 with a ground out to third his last time. Williams throws. That's fouled away to the left side, up into the suites. There's an older couple sitting together. And that ball landed just between them, right behind them. Shook them up a little bit. They gave each other a look. 1-1. The pitch from Williams. Ground ball left side. That gets through. Base hit left field. Swift screeches around second. A throw comes in behind him, but he retreats successfully. Tyler Soderstrom does beat the shift. An oppo single for Soderstrom. And the Lugnuts have 2 on, 2 out for Austin Beck. Except it won't be Beck. Remember, he was hit by a pitch earlier in the game. He is out. Marty Bikina is now in.
I had a feeling that we wouldn't see Austin Beck last all 9 innings. I was surprised he stayed in when he did. But you're right. Soderstrom tried to beat the shift earlier, nearly did, does that time.
Just a smart swing. Bikina. Breaking ball drops in. A called strike on the inside corner. It just felt like his last time up, it was a designed stroke to try to push the ball to the left side. That one went right to the third baseman, Leonard. This time it got through. Isn't that the question that's always asked to left-handed hitters or anyone who there's a huge shift against? Why don't you try to go the other way? It's 3-2 Great Lakes, top of the 5th. Here's the pitch. Bikina lays off, down and away. And they count 1-1.
Well, it kind of completes you being a good hitter, right? If you can punch it out the other way, we know about the pop that Soderstrom has and the ability to pull the ball down the right side of the field, going with his lefty swing, but showing he can go the other way as well.
Williams tosses. Bikina pops it up. In the infield, the catcher January locates, now in foul ground, rushes toward the Lux dugout. Sliding, can't make the play. And Bikina stays alive. 1-2.
That's one that Leonard's got to get a better read on that. He's got the advantage, but didn't get down the line. And January's got the disadvantage of having to turn around, remove the mask, find the baseball. His teammate at third's got to help him out there.
That's a really good point. Swift at second. Soderstrom at first. Lansing down by a run. Two outs. The pitch. McKenna takes outside. A breaking ball for ball two. Marty McKenna entering this plate appearance, hitting 297. A couple of doubles, a couple of triples. He's knocked in five in his first 10 games with Lansing. What a chance here. A 2-2 pitch forthcoming. Here it is. Fouled away to the right side. In the Lansing pen, the right-hander Daniel Martinez is warming up for the bottom half of this inning. Meanwhile, Pito has been ready for the Loons in the pen. My suspicion, Adam, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this will be the last batter that Williams faces, whether he gets him or not. Two Loons. A 2-2 pitch. McKenna fouls it away over the netting. Back toward the roof. Austin Beck hit by a pitch in the very first inning. Looked like it caught him up high on his left arm. Still batted in the third inning, and he skied out to deep center field. But now replaced by McKenna. Against Williams. Here's the pitch. A fastball slung outside. And the count is full. Well, you know where that helps here. This is an action pitch, and those runners will be moving. Swift, very speedy at second. Soderstrom from first. Here you go. 3-2. On its way. Popped up. Foul ground. Right side. Catcher January watches. Never removes the mask. It's back over the netting. Really enjoy how even if a foul ball can bounce several times, roll to a stop, a fan gets it, everybody still applauds.
Absolutely. Someone's got to come up with it.
Folks are very nice. It's Jared McDonald on deck. Let's say Williams walks McKenna. That would load the bases for McDonald. This is about to be pitch number 80 to Marty McKenna. Pitch number 80 overall for Williams adding.
I was about to say.
The ninth pitch of the at-bat is rocketed foul down the left side. I need to make sure that I make that differentiation.
To be fair, it feels like it is pitch 80 in this at-bat because of how Marty's battling.
That's right. All right, pitch number 10 in this plate appearance is coming up. They had sent a personal protector, Brock Whittlesey, down to protect the pen. Did you see what happened there? He didn't protect them.
Not doing his job.
You know, if you'll be my bodyguard, he was not a good bodyguard. That ball lined into the bullpen. Here we go. Runners move. 3-2. Outside ball four. Base is loaded. Swift to third. Soderstrom to second. McKenna to first. Austin. And here comes the call to the pen. Jared McDonald is coming up. McDonald riding a team-high 13-game on-base streak, though he's hitless in two at-bats today. And he'll take on a pitcher other than Kendall Williams. Williams allowed some hard-hit contact in this game. A Brian Welbas first-inning home run. A second-inning Johnny Butler RBI double. In the fourth, Lawrence Butler got him for a double. And here in the fifth, he exits after two walks sandwiched around a single. Have loaded the bases with two outs. We will tell you about that new Loons pitcher in just a moment as Jared McDonald is coming up to home plate. First, though, Adam Jackson, what are your thoughts on the Grand River Country Club returning to Lansing, Michigan?
Oh, I love it. Big golf guy. You going to get out there?
I don't know if I'll have the opportunity.
That means I won't be there either then.
So what it is, it's a nine-hole chipping course, right, that is spread out around the concourse at Jackson Field. You walk all the way around, and you chip out onto the field. Is there a better way to describe what it is?
No, I think that's it. You kind of feel like you're going to a driving range, but it's just your wedge game that's getting worked on, and you're hitting down onto Jackson Field. Pretty cool.
It is the love child between Top Golf and baseball.
And it's the opposite, right? You sometimes are in a spot where you're hitting it out into a lofted direction.
Yeah.
You stand up above where you're hitting it. Kind of cool.
Really fun. So that's coming back to Jackson Field. Go to LansingLugnuts.com and make your reservation.
When is it, by the way? I didn't hear what to say when it is.
We can check in with that because it's coming up really soon.
I was
about
to say, that's coming in maybe a weekend or so, I thought.
I saw earlier today a tweet about the points that you can get based on what you wear. It's May 26th through May 20th from today. 5 points for wearing a Hawaiian shirt, 10 points for wearing Lugnuts gear, and 15 points for wearing Argyle socks. New man on the mound, Robbie Pito for the Great Lakes Loons.
And Mr. Pito, the right-hander, appearing in his third game this year, ERA a touch under four, 4 2/3 innings worked, giving up one home run, 2 runs total, 2 walks, 5 strikeouts.
It's 3-2 Loons, top of the fifth, bases loaded, 2 out. Jared McDonald takes ball one. Boy, that got away. That was supposed to be a breaking ball and never really broke. Right-hander against right-hander. McDonald is fouled out to first and flied out to center. The kick, the 1-0. Outside. Fastball at 93. I'm amazed that the Loons continue to find pitchers who've yet to pitch in this series. They do have 13 different relievers.
Where do they get these guys?
The kick, the 2-0. McDonald sends it high in the air and foul. Down the right side, off to the lawn. A kid almost had it, went off the kid's glove, it got away, and there are, what, 8, 9 different kids scrapping for it? So the first one never had a chance after he didn't corral it initially. Like 2 balls, 1 strike.
Like seagulls, you got to pick it clean.
McDonald fouls another one, this one off to the right and onto the rooftop. 2 balls, 2 strikes.
You only get one opportunity. I believe a famous rapper once said that.
You only get one shot. Do not miss your chance to flow. 2-2. McDonald goes down swinging. Slider away. Strikes him out. Side. Retired. 1 hit, 2 walks, no runs. 3 left. Halfway to the house. Going to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's the Loons 3. The Lugnuts 2.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report?
Saved if just one person had said something.
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say, because if you won't, who will?
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's the Loons 3, the Lugnuts 2, as we go to the bottom half of the fifth inning now from Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. Yorbit Vivas, Jose Ramos, and Leonel Valera coming up. The man on the mound for the Lansing Lugnuts does remain right-hander Diego Granado. And the Lugnuts pen, it's the lefty Kumar Nambiar warming up, replacing Daniel Martinez. Granado throws. Fastball in. No, called a strike by Brian Van Vranken. Strike one to Yorbit Vivas, the left-handed slugger who is singled and walked today. 0-1. Breaking ball down and in. 1 ball, 1 strike. It was a rude welcome to the game for Diego Granado in the fourth inning. He allowed a couple of monster homers. He delivers. And he misses inside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Ryan January hit a 456-foot shot off the video board, 470-foot shot off the Arbor Vitae, or Vitae, in center. Might have mispronounced that. Now Yorbit Vivas skies to center field. Ballpark holds on. Brian Buobas puts it away. And there's one down. Next up is Jose Ramos, who is 0 for 2 with a ground out to short and a strikeout looking. Right-hander throws to right-hander. Outside, corner, strike one called. Three to two, Loons have the lead. Lugnuts are out hitting Great Lake 6-4. Slider down and away. Ball at a strike is the count. Two more games to go in this series. Joey Estes gets the ball tomorrow night. The pitch from Granada. Low and outside. Slider again. Ball two. It'll be Estes tomorrow against the Loons' Nick Nastrini, who's another big-time Dodgers prospect. One out, nobody on. Hitters pitch 2-1. Line drive center field. A base hit for Ramos off a broken bat. Buobas fields gets it in. A one-out single for the Loons. Lionel Valera is coming up next. And with that, Phil Pohl is coming out to the mound. Daniel Martinez did all that warming up, and then Kumar Nambiar took his spot in the pen, and it will be Nambiar who's called in here in the bottom of the fifth inning to take on Lionel Valera, whom Diego Granado hit with a pitch to open up the fourth inning. Out goes Granado, examined by the home plate umpire Brian Van Branken. And in comes Nambiar with one out in the bottom half of the fifth inning. On Lansing trailing 3-2 to the Great Lakes Loons. PM Joey Estes against Nick Nastrini. And then on Sunday it will be a rematch of the first game of the series. Southpaw Lyle Lockhart for the Loons against the Lugnuts right-hander Stevie Emanuels. I had the chance, if you heard the pregame interview, to sit down with Stevie earlier today and talk about pitching, talk about coming up, his path to the University of Washington, where his parents both attended, where he ascended from setup man to closer to starter and ace, and where his younger brother has now found a great spot for the Washington Huskies. We'll get to see Stevie on Sunday. He told me that he was working on a brand new change-up grip. There are a lot of different things that Emanuels was working on in the pen earlier today, one of them also being that he's simply trying to get more extension with his 6'5" height, trying to make it tougher on batters. Said he's going through a rough patch as he figures out his mechanics and his grip, but he figures that on the other end of this, there will be much better results in tow. Adam, Kumar Nambiar's had some pretty darn good results.
Yes, he has. The Larchmont, New York native, 34th round selection out of Yale. He was a first-teamer, all Ivy League back in 2019. And this year for Nambiar, pretty darn good. He's been one of the most reliable guys out of the pen. Sub 2 ERA in 12 appearances, 21 innings pitched, just 6 earned runs, 8 walks, 21 strikeouts. Opponents batting just a touch over 200 against the lefty.
So Nambiar against the right-handed hitting Lionel Valera. Jose Ramos is at first base. First pitch to Valera. That is sent in the air to center field and shallow. In comes Brian Buobas with the catch. And back to first base quickly, Jose Ramos. One pitch and one out for Nambiar.
That'll do.
Yeah. Ryan January comes up next.
That's why it feels like this game's going on a little bit, because the Loons aren't swinging at every first pitch like they were last night.
Hey, what's up? The Great Lakes Loons, by the way, against left-handed pitchers, hit just 206 as a team. Allowed a play to the left side by the left-handed hitting January. The Lugnuts, on the other hand, though, only have two left-handed pitchers active on their roster. And we've seen them both here today. The starter, Lardner, 3 scoreless innings. And now the reliever, Nambiar. Everybody else is a righty. And a 1 from Kumar. Down and in. One ball, one strike on January, who homered his last time up. That's something very important that the Lugnuts are lacking. Just enough southpaws. J. January takes. Strike called. And the count is 1-2.
I feel like remembering that was a thing last year as well.
Yes, it was. It's tough to find good left-handed arms. Ramos is at first base, two outs. The Loons are batting up 3-2, last of the fifth. Here's the pitch. High fly down the right side. This goes foul. Marty Bikina giving chase, but right of the pole. Bikina taking over for Beck.
Would that have been a home run? Would it not have been? That would have been close.
I think you're right.
I dropped it in the bucket there if it was. If you're going to hit it short, hit it high so right fielder can't go get it.
Here's the pitch. Down and away. I would love to know. This had to have happened somewhere just because of probability. So many baseball games played. A balk has been called on Kumar. And down to second base, Jose Ramos. A fly ball that lands on top of the foul pole. Right somewhere that had to have happened. I've just never heard about it. Runner at second base. Nambiar to January. Down and away, he buried it. And January takes ball two.
You know, I just followed a great account that I'm sure Jesse already follows, but would it dong? One of my favorites, bun in every Major League Baseball park. They need one of those for maybe the Midwest League or Minor League Baseball.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. 2-2. Curveball is popped up by January in the infield. There's the first baseman, Soderstrom. Soderstrom with the catch in front of second baseman Angeles. Staggered him a little, but in the end put it away. And Kumar Nambiar strands Jose Ramos in scoring position. He sets down both batters that he faces. That sends us to the sixth. The Lansing Lugnuts are trailing the Loons by a 3-2 score. That, by the way, would not have been a home run.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The left-hander, I should say the right-hander, Robbie Pito. For the Great Bases loaded to end the top of the fifth inning. And the Great Lakes Loons bring a 3-2 lead to the top of the sixth at Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. It will be Pito against Lawrence Butler, Aribiel Angeles, and then Johnny Butler, 6-7-8, against the righty. Pito kicks and throws. Lawrence takes a called strike one on a backdoor breaking ball. Great game so far at home plate for Lawrence Butler. A single, a double, a run scored. From the first base side of the rubber, Pito winds, kicks, offers. Fastball. And that, too, is called a strike by Brian Van Vranken. Adam, did you see that Roger Angel passed away? Are you familiar with that name?
I am. I did not see that.
I know, too. Inside, one ball, two strikes. Known for his great essays on sports, specifically baseball, over decades. Decades upon decades upon decades. And the 1-2, Lawrence lays off speed down and in. Two balls, two strikes. You can go to the New Yorker, although when I went to visit the New Yorker earlier today, at one point it had crashed from everybody piling onto the website to read all of Angel's works. A 2-2. Swing and a foul tip hung onto by January. Lawrence Butler is gone on strikes. Roger Angel dying at age 101.
Heck of a life, man.
Born in New York, New York. Died in New York, New York. Stepfather was the great E.B. White. And Roger Angel captured a rare combination. Pito throws. Eribio Anhele swings late on a fastball and missed it. Strike one. That combination is this. The ability to write knowledgeably about baseball, but the ability to also include in there your love as a fan. Anhele takes, breaking ball outside. That is, as a fan, right, there's so much awe that you give to the game, so much love, that the more in. 1-1. Anhele pops it up. Third baseman Leonard gets under it. Back of third base. He's got the one-handed catch. And there's two outs. And yet Roger Angel, in writing beautifully, as well as accurately, factually, in bringing in sabermetrics, in interviewing people inside the game, whether that's players or coaches, about their experiences, their insights, he never, ever lost his sense of love and awe for the national pastime. The pitch to Johnny Butler, I should say the pitch to Lázaro Armenteros, is up high. Armenteros comes in for Butler here in the top of the sixth inning. Johnny just back off the injured list, so they want to ease him in. 1-0. Outside, two balls, no strikes for Laz. Two outs, nobody on for the Lugnuts, top of the sixth, and trailing 3-2. I commend, read a Roger Angel essay. You'll enjoy it. A two-ball offering on its way. Swing and a miss by Armenteros.
It shows you how loved he was for how many people, as you mentioned, went and visited his works today to celebrate his great life.
The pitch from Pito. Swing and a foul tip. Held on to by January Strike 2, who is also a great editor. And I saw a letter that he wrote to W.P. Kinsella, turning down Shoeless Joe, the book that later inspired the movie Field of Dreams. 2-2. Armenteros grounds it foul up the left side. Said he found it sentimental. Said he found it predictable. And he found it interesting, but sorry, we reject your work. 2-2 pitch from Pito, up high. Now, Roger Angel, a baseball great. And as you work your way around the tributes to him and the obituaries, you'll find a lot of people declaring him the greatest baseball sports writer ever. A payoff. Up and in, Armenteros takes ball four. Now, Roger Angel died at age 101. The best things that you can do in tribute to Roger Angel, read any of his essays, or just sit back and enjoy a baseball game. Here comes Josh Wainwright. Armenteros at first with great speed. Lansing down by a run. Two outs in the sixth. Right-hander to right-hander. Right. Swings and fouls off the first pitch off the top of the screen. Strike one.
There's so many people that probably are privileged to, you know, just live till they're 50, 60 years old. You're young, but you've lived a lot of life, but to live almost double that, wow.
And watch a lot of baseball. A lot of baseball. Pickoff, though, to first base, too late. Adam, how old would you say you are when you first forming your very first sports memories? 7, 8, maybe younger?
Yeah.
Can you imagine? My baseball memory goes from 1927 to 2022. This pitch is outside.
It's incredible.
One ball, one strike on Josh Wainwright. One for two with a single out of the nine hole. Pito's pitch, Armenteros runs. Breaking ball called a strike. Throw down is late. Lázaro Armenteros steals it head first. Stolen base number one this year for Laz. You know, for Armenteros last year with the Lugnuts, he swiped 13 bases in 56 games. This Lugnuts team just has not run. That's steal number 11 for them as a unit. And game number 37. 1-2 now for Josh Wainwright. on its way. Fouled off to the netting. There's a fastball up and in.
They got to get going. I mean, the next closest team is 25 bags. It's minor league baseball. I don't know why they're not running more, because they have capable guys on their team. I mean, Drew Swift should be swiping every time he gets on base. It's very peculiar that they haven't tried more.
Ball and two strikes. The pitch. Wright reaches out, pokes it on the ground right side. Vacuumed by Vivas to his left. Tired. I do want to talk a little bit more about that, Adam. I think that there's more to be said about it. As we go to the bottom of the sixth inning, the Lugnuts strand Armenteros in scoring position. And it's still Great Lakes on top of Lansing by a 3-2 score.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Lefty Kumar Nambiar remains in the ballgame for the Lugnuts, going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Bottom third of the Great Lakes order, Alcantara, Vargas, and Mateo against the southpaw. Lugnuts outfield, by the way, Lazar Armenteros is in left field. Johnny Butler had started there. Marty Bikin is in right. Austin Beck had started there. Curveball high, ball one to Ismael Alcantara, the Loons starting center fielder. The Lugnuts starting center fielder, Brian Buelbas, remains in there. Line drive into center field, a base hit. Buelbas rounds to his right to backhand and get it in. It's a leadoff single for Alcantara. Although the ball did get away on the throw into the middle infielders, and Kumar Nambiar, a good backup. Here comes Imanol Vargas. Alcantara, the runner at first base, has stolen 6 bags in 9 attempts this year. And this will lead us right back into what Adam and I were talking about in the top half of this inning. The pitch, Nambiar misses up and inside. Ball one to Vargas, lefty versus lefty. That is, the Loons have a player in Leonel Valero who's 10 for 10 in stealing bases. And the Lansing Lugnuts as a team are 11 for 20. 11 for 21 in stealing bases this year. Nambiar's fastball, low and away. 2 balls, no strikes in Vargas. Adam, last year the Lugnuts were one of the best stolen base teams in the league. Max Schumann helped, of course, but they had a ton of guys who stole and did. Drew Swift, Lazar Armenteros, fastball, strike called outer edge. And this year, they have not been able to get out of the garage.
Different team, more power on this team, but still a lot of speed on this team. And not saying they need to lead the league, but definitely think they need to try some more.
The pitch team at Vargas, curveball, strike two called outside corner. It is quite the difference, especially when you have a runner at first base and there's a threat that they might go, that affects the game. Our 2-2 from Nambiar, check swing, he missed inside, and the count is run full. Everybody's focused on them. The catcher has to keep them at the front of his mind. The pitcher keeps them at the front of his mind. The middle infielders are on alert. And the Lugnuts have not threatened other defenses in that fashion. A payoff. Does Alcantara run? No. Vargas wants it foul to the left side. Ball hits off the tarp and goes in. Game two, it remains. just going through this Lugnuts roster. Eribio Angeles steals bases. Armenteros, Bikina, Beck has good speed. Buelbas, great speed. Lawrence Butler, the same. 3-2 pitch from Nambiar. Will wait. Steps off the rubber and gestures to first. Johnny Butler should be a stolen base threat. Brett Harris, last year we saw him picking his spots. Patrick McCullough, surprising speed. Drew Swift, absolutely. Josh Wainwright loves to run. Nambiar misses inside. He has walked Vargas. And the first two loons are on in the bottom of the sixth.
I think it's something as a coaching staff, you look to reevaluate something through the first month and a half to 2 months into the season. That's, I think, a real opportunity that awaits the Lugnuts as they continue to move up the ranks offensively in this league this year, is adding that speed portion of their offense.
Edwin Mateo, the DH. Switch hitter, bats right. Two on, on out. Takes strike call that the letters in the outside corner. You did mention, though, this Lugnuts team has a lot more power than last year. Could that be part of the reason why they're not running? Is they're saying, look, just wait and let's see what this guy at the plate does. And a one, Mateo takes it high. Think about Drew Swift back in college. Remember, look at his Arizona State stats. He never stole bases because Arizona State's position was, hey, Drew, if you get on, Spencer Torkelson's at home plate. Do not run. Let him swing. A 1-1. Nambiar misses with a changeup outside. Ball two.
I think there's a way you can meet in the middle, though, because this offense has not shown good enough consistency power-wise. I mean, this is still just the first month we've seen the bats start to wake up with the big swings, and even more so, those have just come, for the most part, at home.
3-2 loons. Mateo takes. Strike called outside corner. Balls, two strikes.
You know, the home runs, you're starting to enter the top of the league, but this has not been a team that's smoked a ton of doubles this year, starting to hit some more extra base hits, but...
Break even. Mateo goes down swinging. A fastball tossed past him. One away in the sixth. Last year, there was the step-off rule try to encourage teams to run. This year, I would argue, to try to encourage teams to run, it's the you-can-only-step-off-twice rule. Johnny DeLuca's the batter. Nambiar misses inside with a fastball. But the difference between the Lugnuts' stolen bases and everybody else in the circuit is dramatic.
It's staggering. And again, not that you need to be at the top or even in the top half. You just want to be in the mix, and they're not even in the mix right now.
Ball one offering from Nambiar. Fouled up and away to the right. One ball, one strike on Johnny DeLuca. 0-for-3 with three grounders. Nambiar would love a grounder now. The Loons' three-run rally in the bottom of the fourth right now is holding up. Lugnuts only runs, one in the first, one in the second. The bottom of the sixth. The pitch. DeLuca gets under it in the right field. Soderstrom goes out. Bikina rushes in. Bikina makes a sliding catch. At second base, Alcantara draws a throw but stays put. Perfect throw into Josh Wainwright at third from Bikina. Two gone in the sixth. And a star next to it on the scorecard for that Bikina snag.
That was an awkward kind of middle spot to make the catch. Didn't require a full slide. A slide on the knees, upright, makes the catch, and then bullets a one-hopper right on the money over to third to Josh Wainwright to make sure the runner doesn't tag.
Now Nambiar to Eddie Slanard. Swings and foul tips the first offering backward. Get off speed for strike one. Kumar Nambiar looking to turn in a scoreless sixth inning and keep this a one-run game. The lefty from Larchmont, New York, sets, kicks, throws. Lanard swings and misses a fastball. No balls and two strikes. Alcantara leads away from second. He led off the inning with a walk. Vargas from first. He then walks. The pitch, up and in. Let me correct that. Alcantara singled before the Vargas walk, but then Nambiar struck out Mateo. And then Johnny DeLuca was just robbed by Marty Bikina, sliding down the right field line to pick off his flare. One ball, two strikes, and Eddie Slanard, 0 for 3 today. Nambiar to the plate. Ground ball left side. Grabbed by right to his left. Slings it to first in time. Inning over. The Great Lakes Loons strand 2. Nambiar is through a scoreless 6th. And it does remain a one-run game. Adam Jackson's got the steering wheel. Let's go to the 7th. It's the Lugnuts trailing the Loons 3-2 from Dow Diamond.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For info, 200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Ah, those beautiful pipes of the great Ken Korak, bringing us back to the top of the 7th here in Midland, Michigan. Adam Jackson, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler here at the high A level of the Oakland Athletics org, where the Lugnuts trail the Dodgers high A affiliate 3-2 as we come to the 7th. Good news, top of the order is due up against Robbie Pito, who begins his third inning of work and second full inning of work. Drew Swift steps in from the right side. The pitch jets in, strike one. Swift last night went 0 for 4 until his last at-bat in the ninth, an RBI single to drive in the lone run in the ninth for the Lugs. The pitch, in on the hands, fouled back off the netting, 0-2. Lansing lost 8-5. Tonight they trailed 3-2 after jumping out in front 2-0 after two innings of play. Had that lead going into the bottom of the fourth before the Loons scored all three. Next offering, up and out. One ball, two strikes. This Loons team, the hottest in the Midwest League. After a 2-7 start, they're 19-8 since. 1-2. A little bit wide. Good eye. Two balls, two strikes on the former Sun Devil, Drew Swift. A guy, as we talk about stolen base opportunities, he can get some. The pitch. A little bit wide again. Three balls, two strikes as he looks potentially for a second straight walk. He's 0 for 2 tonight, but walked in the fifth. Now has drawn a full count. Pito's pitch. Up high, ball four. And there, the tying run is aboard to lead. Drew Swift on, Brian Buelbas, Tyler Soderstrom, and Marty Bikina do up in this seventh inning for the Nuts. We asked you a trivia question earlier tonight. On this day in Lugnuts history, 18 years ago, Mark Pryor made his first of two rehab starts with the Lansing Lugnuts, and we asked you, who did they beat in that game 2-1? The pitch, low and outside as it slides away from Brian Buelbas, 1-0. Well, it's a tricky one because it's a team that's still in the league, but a team with a different nickname now in 2022 than back then in 2004. The pitch. Up high, two balls, no strikes. Jesse, do we have any answers in the email inbox? Sorry to disrupt you over there.
No, we did have an answer for South Bend. And here's an answer for Fort Wayne. The Fort Wayne Wizards sent in by a couple of different guessers.
The pick. That's in there. Strike and throw down to second. And how about that? Drew Swift has stolen second base. They're piped in down there in the Luggies dugout. Drew Swift, the 12th steal of the year for the Nuts and the first for the righty Swift.
What a time to go to. Pick the right pitch to run on. And now in scoring position.
Here's the 2-1 to Buelbas. Popped up right side of the infield. Vargas coming over into foul territory in front of first base. Makes the catch. And there's one away. Well,
Buelbas walked into the catcher January and then just reached out and bear hugged him. And the two of them watched together in that embrace as that ball was caught.
Absolutely love it. Two guys becoming friends right there at the plate. I like the picks tonight. We had South Bend and Fort Wayne, and we gave the hint of a team that's still in the league that now has a different nickname. Of course, a schematic change. Color used to be the Silverhawks. Jesse, they were, if I remember correctly, more of an Oakland Athletic flavored two colors.
Green and gold.
Green and gold, right? Yeah. Fort Wayne as the Wizards, which is the correct answer to our trivia question tonight. They were more of what, a blue and silver?
Yes.
And now, of course, green and red, which is the same colors as these Great Lakes Loons. But yes, it was the Fort Wayne Wizards that the Lugnuts beat 2-1 in Mark Pryor's rehab stint number one back in 2004 on his way up to the majors that year. Now up to the box, Tyler Soderstrom. The pitch on the ground, yanked foul, strike one.
Marsha Bullard emails in that tickets for that game, the Lugnuts and the Wizards with Mark Pryor on the mound, were $8.50 for admission.
That's pretty darn cool. And for all those Lansing community members, so many baseball and sports fans, right down the road, they got to see a major leaguer. The pitch sent high into the sky, left center field, not deep, coming over as Alcantara, and he gives way to DeLuca. Tagging is Swift, motoring to third, slides in head first, feet first rather, and he is up in scoring position as the Lugnuts have the tying run 90 feet away.
Drew Swift has game-changing speed. He reminds me a lot of Tim LeCastro, who's now up in the major leagues as the fastest man in MLB, and that's been his title for a little bit. Drew Swift just gets on and things happen. That's a fly ball to left field, and he tagged up, and he went from second to third. That wasn't even in deep left field.
I'm telling you, utilize his speed. Marty Bikina steps up. Pitches on the inner third, strike one. By the way, Marsha had mentioned tickets for that game. How about 9,823 fans in attendance to see Mark Pryor pitch that night? The toss, down low, one ball and one strike. Pryor that year in his two starts with the Nuts, rehabbing his way back to Iowa and then the Cubs. 7 1/3 innings pitch, two hits allowed, one run, one walk pitch, outside, 2-1. Kind of how it's supposed to go for a major leaguer coming down to make his way back to the top after an injury. Pretty darn cool. The 2-1 pitch. Reached on by Bikina and fouled third base side. Two balls, two strikes. Nuts trail the Loons 3-2 in the seventh, but Drew Swift has swiped his first bag, tagged on a fly to left, and is now just 90 feet away. And Marty Bikina coaxed a 9-pitch walk the first time he came up. He's 2-2 now. The throw. Swing and a miss. High fastball, shoulder high. Bikina disappointed that he couldn't connect and leaves the tying run stranded at third. Stretch it out on your feet. Maybe get out of your seat. We'll head to the bottom of the seventh. Nuts trailing the Loons by a run as we stretch it out here at Dow Diamond.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic, get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the seventh inning, and the first pitch from Kumar Nambiar is flied foul by Yorbit Vivas. Strike one to the lefty. Jose Ramos, Leonel Valera, 3, 4, and 5 due up as Kumar Nambiar tasked with keeping this game a one-run affair in the bottom of the seventh. 3-2, Lugs trailing the Loons. Each team with 6 hits and no errors. Relatively clean game tonight. Just over 2 hours in, the pitch. That skips off the dirt. Nice stop, knocked down by McDonald. 1-1. All sorts of colors for Yorbit Vivas. He's got the blue shield on the front of his ankle, right foot with the Red Sox. The pitch popped up, out to shallow right. Backing up is Anjales and gives way. Bikina comes flying in and circles to his right, makes the catch. And that's the first out. Kind of a venture right there as Anjales backpedaled and just kept on going out there. And Bikina, a good read on it, came in. And that's going to do it for Kumar Nambiar. Continuing his great outings in the pen, has been the go-to guy for the Nuts. He gave up one hit, one walk, had a strikeout. And he gets through 2 innings complete with no runs allowed. Well done for Kumar Nambiar. Mound for the Nuts as they again try and keep this a one-run game. Angelo Infante, a guy that we normally come in to see in save situations, being utilized a little bit earlier to try and keep this a one-run game in the seventh with one out.
It's interesting. They needed to get Angelo Infante some work. It had been since May 14th, Adam, the last time that we saw Infante on the mound. Now, his stats have taken a bit of a hit because of a couple of rough outings, one against West Michigan where he didn't record an out and allowed 6 runs, one against Dayton where he walked 3 and allowed 1 hit, gave up 1 run. Overall, though, for the year, in 11 and two-thirds innings, he struck out 11. The walk total has skyrocketed, though, now 8 walks in those 11 and two-thirds innings. The league is batting .289 against him, but he has not allowed a home run. Infante, the right-hander, usually a great strike thrower with a fastball-slider combination.
May the 14th be with you. The last time we saw Angelo Infante. We'll see what he can do tonight on May 20th, 6 days later.
By the way, I just found out, going through the photos for the Lansing Lugnuts, did you know that on May the 4th that Patrick McCall wore his Baby Yoda shirt underneath his jersey?
I did see that, yes.
That's marvelous.
Pretty darn good. Oh, my. What is happening in the box to our right? Poor
Those
Noah.
Guys don't always like each other.
The pitch is low and outside. Brad, the number one here in Great Lakes, was just shaming his number two.
Yeah.
I think on air as well.
Really?
Poor guy. It's welcome in Lansing. The pitch up high. 2 balls, no strikes to Jose Ramos. The Lugs and Loons will tussle in Lansing coming up July 4th. That's always the annual tradition. Usually the Loons in town to take on the Lugnuts. The pitch. 3 straight balls. That one just wide. 3 balls, no strikes. And those the biggest crowds of the year, no doubt, for the Lugnuts at Jackson Field. So certainly hope you can join us coming up on July 4th and on. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. That one was ball four, but Jose Ramos couldn't lay off of it. 3-2, Lansing trailing in the seventh inning. Bases clear, one away. Eighth, the pitch home. Swing and a miss. He comes on the inner half of the plate, and that's strike three.
It's really good pitching. Set him up with a slider away and then pounded the fastball in.
So one batter, one strikeout for Angelo Infante. Another great night for Kumar Nambiar to set the Lugnuts up in position to come back in this one. The pitch on the outer edge, strike one on Leonel Valera. Nambiar, two innings, one hit allowed. No runs with a walk and a strikeout. Well in. Righty on righty matchup, the pitch. High bounce to short, two hops, swift to his left. Wings it over to first. Soderstrom above his head to snatch it. And that is a 1-2-3 seventh combined from Nambiar and Infante.
How many miles an hour do you think that throw over to first base by Swift was?
Yeah, that's probably 70, 80 miles per hour. He was gunning that. And we will head to the eighth. See if the Lugnuts have a couple of runs left in them to maybe grab the lead late and grab a second win. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler takes you the rest of the way after this.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking?
Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
More than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go Nuts!
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
We go to the eighth. The Lansing Lugnuts trailing 3-2 to the Great Lakes Loons. The right-hander Robbie Pito deals. And Jared McDonald takes a fastball for a called strike one. For this top of the eighth inning, it'll be McDonald, Butler, and Angeles 5-6-7 against the righty Pito. From the first base side of the rubber, he kicks and throws. A fastball is lifted to right field. Routine for Ramos. Traveling right, he pulls it in. There's one down. Next up, it's the DH, Lawrence Butler. This has been a very different game from the earlier games in this series where you felt like either team's offense could explode. Note tonight, Lansing has six hits. Great Lakes has six hits. And it's a 3-2 game, low scoring. Butler swings and misses the first pitch changeup, strike one. Lawrence Butler is a 2-for-3, single, a double, a strikeout, one run scored. The deal. Fastball. But he missed a little up, a little in. One ball and one strike. One out, nobody on top of the eighth inning and Lansing down by one run. 1-1. Butler fouls it back to the screen. Thing about one run is it could be one swing of the bat. Adam took you through it today in Lansing Lugnuts history, May 20th, 2004, with Mark Pryor. 1-2. Up and inside, nearly struck him. Two balls and two strikes. May 20th, I can give you a couple more today in Lansing Lugnuts history.
Use the force. Let it flow within you.
2-2 pitch for Lawrence Butler. He can't use the force there. He just simply fouls it back. I want to go back to 2012, Adam, because right now we're seeing the Great Lakes Loons with the piggyback tandem. Williams for 4-2. Nobody warming up in the pen. So two pitchers. 2-2. Butler grounds it foul to the right side. 2012, the Lansing Lugnuts had a couple of great piggyback tandems. Noah Syndergaard and Anthony DeScofani was one. And then the other one was called Sanchelino. Just Nicolino and Aaron Sanchez. And today in Lugnuts history, Nicolino four scoreless, Sanchez four scoreless. Lugnuts won 2-0. The game was played in 2 hours and 1 minute. A 2-2 pitch, up high, ball three. The Lugnuts had already played games in 2012, no pitch clock, at 2:03, 2:04, 2:06, 2:07, 2:10, 2:11, and 2:16. Butler swings and foul tips it, hung on to by January, strike three. Two outs in the top of the eighth. The piggybacking tandems from that Lansing Lugnut squad were so strong. Two-hour games when those guys worked. And so I started looking up the Lugnuts' average time of game this year and previous seasons. Here's A. Rebiel Angeles. Takes a breaking ball down the middle. Strike one called. Do you know that the Lugnuts have only played 1 9-inning game this year that has lasted longer than 3 hours? It was at the very start of the year against Lake County before the umpire started calling the pitch clock by a hard line with a strict letter of the law rule. 0-1. Anale smacks a base hit up the middle. Center fielder Alcantara fields it and relays it in. A two-out single for A. Rebiel Angeles, and that keeps the Lugnuts alive in the eighth.
Well, that's when he's going well. When he doesn't get to a third or fourth pitch, he gets it out there and singles, doubles on the first or second pitch. But you're right, Jesse, there was kind of that buffer zone the first week, and then in came the pitch clock, implemented, and these games have been flying. Good pace, though. I would argue that they're not too fast. They're not too slow. They still allow everything to happen that you'd expect in a baseball game. We're just moving things, getting some of the dead time.
Catcher January out for a visit. Pitching coach David Anderson joins as well for a word with Pito. And Great Lakes will get some action up in its pen. The Loons are leading 3-2, but the Lugnuts of Angeles at first with good speed. Two outs in the eighth, potential game-tying run. And Lázaro Armenteros, a dangerous hitter, is about to step in. Just amazing. Besides that game, the very start of the year against Lake County, the third game of the year, 3 hours, 31 minutes to play 9 innings. Not a single 9-inning game has gone longer than 3. And this one right now is at 2 hours and 20 minutes. And we're in the top of the eighth inning. We resume. The pitch, Armenteros takes at the knees, inside corner, strike one called.
This one's going to be tight. We might get there.
Angeles leads away from first base. Vargas holds him on. Second baseman Vivas plays up the middle. Righty fires to righty. Strike two called to Armenteros. Slider in the outside corner. Lázaro Joe Walk, his first time up. Pinch hitting for Johnny Butler, returning from the injured list, 1-for-2 with an RBI double. An 0-2 pitch to Armenteros. Lázaro fouls it away to the right side. I was watching Lázaro take batting practice earlier today, Adam, and he has such a way of exploding through. The hips pop, the bat swings through powerfully. 0-2. Runner moves as the pitch is slammed to center. Alcantara is back, reaching out. He runs it down in the sprint and crashes into the wall. Side retired. Armenteros destroyed that pitch, but Ismael Alcantara equal to the task, and that keeps the Loons in the lead. Otherwise, Rebiel Angeles was about to fly around the bags and tie things up. As it is, a two-out single stranded. 7.5 complete. The Loons 3. The Lugnuts 2. Onward to the...
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Ismael Alcantara with a brilliant running catch in center field, taking away a game-tying RBI triple from Lázaro Armenteros. And the Loons continue to lead the Lugnuts 3-2 to the bottom of the eighth. Right-hander Angelo Infante back to the hill deals. Ryan January takes ball one outside. You know what they say, whenever you make a brilliant game-saving catch, you should hit second. Alcantara's on deck. And then Vargas is in the hole. That's not what they say. Sorry, Adam. Righty throws. Left-handed batter takes a fastball at the letters for a called strike one.
We heard teardrops on my guitar from Taylor Swift yesterday. Mm-hmm. Today is a fairy tale. Uh-oh. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with that statement.
Whoa. A 1-1. You know what the Lugnuts need to do is shake it off. Shake it off.
There you go.
Ryan January is 1-for-2 with a walk, a two-run homer, a pop out to second. Homer went, near 460 feet out to the video board. The righty throws. Fastball in.
You
not
know,
in by much.
If it would have gone 22 more feet, Lugs would have the lead. Come on!
Outstanding. That's great.
I'm out of T-Swift songs.
No. I bet you can think of some more. Here comes the 2-2. Fouled straight back to the screen. Trying to figure out how I can incorporate blank space.
Oh, man.
Ismael Alcantara watches from the on-deck circle. A 2-2 pitch. Grounded foul up the right side. You know, the Lugnuts have their own Swift. They shortstop.
They sure do.
Are Drew Swift fans Swifties? 2-2 pitch off the Hezzy. Whacked on the left side, back toward the corner. It is fair, takes a hop, and it's trouble. Armenteros plays. January coasts for second base, where he hangs tight with a double. That's the first hesitation leg kick that we had seen from Angelo Infante. It did not throw off January one bit. Now Ismael Alcantara. Adam, would you say that there's some bad blood between the Lugnuts and the Loons?
Yeah, I'd say that.
Okay. Ismael Alcantara is 1-for-3. Couple of strikeouts and a single. Should we stop right there? The pitch. That missed down low. Not by much. We just never know where Adam and I are going to go with this. That's the fun of a day-by-day, night-by-night problem. When I walked in, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Ismael Alcantara. Isn't there a song called All Too Well?
Yes.
Okay. The 1-1. Fouled up and away off to the right side. I don't suppose there's any way we can fit in Love Story.
I'm sure there's a way.
Really appreciated you fitting in 22.
I'm now Googling Taylor Swift songs to see what else I can work in.
Good for you. Good for you. Angelo Infante, the Lansing Lugnuts reliever, looks back at second of January, then the pitch. Alcantara lines it past Soderstrom at first, a base hit to right field. January played it cautiously. He holds it third. A throw in from Bikina, cut by Soderstrom. And Oppo singled to right by Alcantara. And they're runners at the corners for Imanol Vargas. Vargas is 1-for-2 with a home run and a walk. And here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze, on his way out to the mound. Well, I have this moment. You know, Adam, how I love to look around the Oakland Athletics organization. Coming up in about an hour and 4 minutes, approximately, the Oakland Athletics and the Angels. Paul Blackburn gets the ball for the A's. He's been so good this year. AAA Las Vegas will be in action in an hour from right now. Adam Aller on the mound against the Reno Aces. The AA Midland Rockhounds are in action. Max Schumann has already doubled. He's hitting .358, but he was stranded. And the Rockhounds are down 1-0 early. Shane Selman has a single. Jordan Diaz has a single as well. Jordan's hitting an even .300. Michael Goldberg is 0-for-1. Yesterday, though, Goldberg went 3-for-3. He also drew a walk, so he is currently hitting. From Georgia Tech has been marvelous. Oh, by the way, in yesterday's game, did you see who started it for the Lugnuts from Midland and what he did? Jack Cushing in Double A yesterday. Marvelous. Third baseman in. Runners at the corners. Infante's fastball down and away. Ball 1 to Vargas. The Great Lakes Loons are looking to extend a 3-2 lead in the bottom of the eighth. Let me fit this in quickly. Jack Cushing. 8 scoreless innings yesterday in Double A. Struck out 5, only allowed 4 hits and a walk. Brilliance from the Georgetown Hoya. Ball 1 offering from Infante. Runner moves from first. Pitch swung at a miss, though down to second base. Swift's tag, not in time. Steal of second for Alcantara. January stays at third base. Now runners are at second and third. On the count, 1-1 on Vargas. And with the force at second base now taken away, the rest of the infield creeps closer, especially Swift at short. His toes are on the grass. Third baseman right, easy and on the grass. The pitch. High fly launched off the right side. A long run for Bikina. Right fielder into the pen. That baseball drops in the Loons relievers as if they let it fall because it would have been too dangerous. At third base, you've got January ready to tag and come in. The Loons relievers were not exactly giving ground as that fly ball was approaching them either. 1-2 on Vargas.
Yeah, I think that was the right move. You could tell Marty Bikina was easing up, and it wasn't because there was traffic over there that he was trying to weave through some Loons bullpen guys, but because you catch that and a big run comes in to score.
Well, 1-2. Vargas struck out earlier in the game. He also homered earlier. Infante's pitch. Swing and a miss. He strikes him out with the off speed. It was in the dirt, so the catcher McDonald has to fire down to first. Soderstrom reaches up to receive. Out number 1. Now Edwin Mateo. And Phil Pohl is on his way out to the mound with the athletic trainer Jake Ruthier. Angelo Infante is coming forward. And Infante is going to leave the mound right here and right now.
Didn't even wait for Ruthier to get out there. He's just already walking out to the dugout, which is not good news.
So Phil Pohl confers with his pitching coach, Don Schulze, as if to say, all right, who we got? And in the Lansing Lugnuts pen, can you imagine being one of those relievers? There are 4 different relievers who are getting themselves ready just in case. They've got the walkie-talkie ready. Don Schulze just used the walkie-talkie to communicate. My goodness, they are all at attention, ready to hear who's it going to be. Daniel Martinez was warming up earlier in the game. There's Martinez, there's Edward Barham, there's Brock Whittlesey, and they're all staring down at the Lansing Lugnuts dugout at the third base side. If Phil Pohl has come back to join Craig Conklin and Schulze. And Drew Swift, the shortstop, is looking out there. Who's it going to be? Edward Barham just grabbed his glove. And it looks like we will see Edward Barham coming into the ballgame for the Lugnuts. So the bearded right-hander out of Saddlebrook, New Jersey, checks in an ice-cold spot. Adam, I'm not sure I've ever seen that, where the manager and the pitching coach were forced to go ice-cold to a reliever. And in the bullpen, it could have honestly been any one of, what, four or five of them who got the call.
Just, man, still feel bad for Angelo Infante. Tough to see him come out after he just got the strikeout, had an opportunity to work back and finish, you know, after giving up a couple of guys on base. But the opportunity now for Barham to come up, and you're right. I mean, nobody knows who they were going to go to, so just start getting to warm up because someone's going to have to start fresh, and it's going to take a while for Barham just to.
So Edward Barham going through his warm-ups. By the way, I might be late in saying this. Hello to Philadelphia, tuning in to Lansing Lugnuts baseball tonight. Jay from Maine checking in with Hannah. Our score in the bottom of the eighth inning, it's the Great Lakes Loons 3, the Lansing Lugnuts 2. This has been a peculiar feel to this game. In the first inning, Brian Brobas homered, and it was 1-0 Lugnuts. In the second inning, Lawrence Butler singled. And two batters later, Johnny Butler doubled him in, and it was 2-0. Then in the bottom of the fourth inning, after three scoreless innings, from Mac Lardner, the Lugnuts starter, Diego Granado came in. The first batter he faced, Lionel Valeri, got out in front, strike one, strike two, and then hit him. And then Ryan January hit a game-tying home run to right. Well, Granado came back and struck out Alcantara, but Emmanuel Vargas homered to center. And there's your Great Lakes Loons offense today. Three runs in a four-batter span in the bottom half of the fourth inning. And it's the Loons 3, the Lugnuts 2. Now, the Loons stranded a runner at second base in the first inning. They left runners at first and second base in the second. They left a runner at first base in the third. In the fourth inning, they stranded a runner at second. In the fifth inning, they left a runner at second. In the sixth inning, they left runners at first and second. In the seventh inning, they went down in order for the very first time. But here in the bottom of the eighth inning, a leadoff double by Ryan January off Angelo Infante. Ismael Alcantara singled him to third base. And then Alcantara stole second. Well, Infante struck out Emmanuel Vargas, but on strike three, Infante injured, removed for precautionary reasons, and hence this ice-cold call to Edward Barham to face the number nine hitter, Edwin Mateo, and then the top of the order, DeLuca and perhaps Lennard.
Well, we're going to see what he's got. Edward Barham coming in here, the 6'4", 205-pound, 24-year-old Saddlebrook, New Jersey native. It's a 30th-round pick in 2019, ERA just under 5, and good news, only one home run allowed, and opponent's batting average just up over 200, but comes in at a tough spot, and on top of being ice cold, as you mentioned, Jesse, comes in with runners at second and third and one out in a one-run game. So this is a big spot right here to try and give the Lugnuts an opportunity to keep them within a swing of tying things when they come up for a final time.
It's going to be when Barham is ready, because he was called in because of the injury. So I actually like this with regard to the baseball rules. There's so much in the baseball rules that is by the letter of the law. It's so strict. And yet this is one where the umpire's instructed, hey, when the guy gives you the thumbs up, you can resume some baseball.
All I can think about now is, are we going to get over 3 hours?
That's a good question. All right, so right now I've got us at 2 hours and 36 minutes. I think that we might be okay. On the other hand,
if we get a Lugnuts comeback,
that's right,
I think we push over. So we got to root for over right now.
Yeah, let's go for 4 hours.
Why not?
Adam, you don't have to drive after this game.
I don't.
Well, here we go.
Only in our wildest dreams would this one go for.
Here's the problem. There's a ton of rain that is scheduled to arrive here around 10 o'clock. So It's 8:43 right now. Just turned 8:44. Edwin Mateo climbs in from the left side. Lansing brings the infield in. Alcantara at second. January at third. Loons lead 3-2. First pitch. Outside from Barham. Ball one. Out of Adelphi University, Barham kicks, throws, blown away. Mateo is 1-for-3, a comebacker, a single, and a strikeout. He's hitting .218 this season. The pitch, high and away. Three balls and no strikes. You do have that security net of being able to walk in because first base is open. But the man on deck is tied for the league lead in home runs. On 3-0. Outside, it's a four-pitch walk. And we are going to see Johnny DeLuca hit with the bases loaded with Great Lakes Loons. Jerry O'Donnell, the PA announcer, loves that. Here he is, Jerry.
Double play ball now in effect, though.
Force at every base. Pitching of Don Schulze out to the mound with some urgency to his step. Well, Johnny DeLuca has been held at bay. DeLuca today is 0-for-4. He's grounded to short, grounded to the pitcher, grounded to third, and fly to right on a marvelous play made by Marty Bikina. Lugnuts largely have pitched him really well over the course of this series. DeLuca is that fascinating sort of player. Low average, high power, high walk, high speed. 3-2, Loons, bases loaded, first pitch. He takes, and it's a slider for a called strike one.
Out of all the Loons hitters, guess the one that's grounded into a double play the most.
Is it Johnny DeLuca?
It is.
It's Johnny DeLuca. Barham's 0-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Slider in. Handcuffed him. Out of Thousand Oaks, California. You think they recounted every single year? 0-2. Low. Laid off that slider. One ball, two strikes. Oregon. 25th rounder 3 years ago. Time called. At first, Mateo. At second, Alcantara. At third, January. The pitch. DeLuca pops it up. Infield fly rule in effect as Angeles jogs in. The second baseman secures with two hands. Two outs.
Not much on that pop-up in terms of air under it and obviously distance. An easy one.
This will not be easy. Eddie Slanard is the new hitter. The number 8 prospect in the Dodgers org. First offering, taking just inside. Ball one, shot to front door, slider. Slanard is 0-for-4 today. Popped out, flied out, lined out, grounded out. Right-hander to right-hander. 3-2, Loons, two gone. The deal. Check swing. Down and in. Off speed for ball two.
Well, this is a big pitch right here. Gonna have to pump one in there.
Leonard had been 6-for-11 in this series against the Lugnuts with a couple of doubles. The pitch way outside. And now it's three balls and no strikes. Adam, do you want to say it? Do I have to say it? Somebody's got to say it.
Go for it.
There's no place to put him. On 3-0. What do you think? Green light? He takes, and that's called a strike on the inside corner.
Well, back's against the wall. It's as much as you can get. Load up the bases, get behind 3-0, but see if you can wiggle out of this.
Barham against Leonard. The pitch. Strike two called. That's a fastball right down the middle at 91. Leonard takes off his helmet. Three balls and two strikes on 21-year-old Eddie Leonard out of Santo Domingo. Bases loaded, two gone. Payoff, just a little high and away. The fastball misses, and Barham walks in a run.
That was strike three. They've got a, they have a K-zone-esque over to our right. Looked like a high strike three, and that's a tough one for Eddie Barham. That's really good placement at the highest part of the zone, letter high, and just don't get the call.
So it's now 4-2, Loons. Yorbit Vivas wants the first pitch he sees foul off to the left side, strike one. January came in, Alcantara to third, Mateo to second, and Leonard is now on at first base. There's two outs in the bottom of the eighth inning. It's now a two-run lead. Vivas batting left, right-hander deals. Down straight back, strike two. Edward Barham coming in cold due to the surprise injury to the Lugnuts closer Infante. Barham walked Mateo, got DeLuca on the infield fly, and did not get the call on the 3-2 to Leonard. Vivas is 1-for-3 with a single and a walk. Barham looking in a long time for his sign. 3-2, a time called at home plate. Time was about to run out. Pitch clock. All right, now at 10 seconds he sets, throws. That's hit, a little looper, shallow center field, it is trouble. It's Bianchi swift at the base hit. It's barehanded and centered by Brobas. Rifles it home, but that's too late. Two runs are in. Leonard to third base, and on the throw in, Vivas takes second. The Loons lead 6-2. Just a dying quail. Swift in front of Brobas.
Well, you got two of the fastest guys arguably on the team right there, Swift and Brobas, and it just sometimes is hit in the perfect spot. In this instance, the imperfect spot.
Now Jose Ramos, first pitch. Ground ball to shortstop, gloved by Swift. The throw to Soderstrom is perfect. Inning over. The Great Lakes Loons, though, plate three in the bottom of the eighth inning on three hits and two walks, straining two in scoring position. And the lead for the Loons is 4-6-2 over the Lugnuts. Let's go to the ninth from Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equal healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Well, here's the Nuts and Bolts store, your one-stop shop for all Lugnuts gear. We have a great selection of hats, shirts, novelty items, outerwear, new stuff arriving every week. So stop on by and check out the great Nuts and Bolts selection.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The hill for the Lansing Lugnuts to climb is four runs as we open up the ninth inning. It's the Loon 6, the Lugs 2. The Nuts batters coming up for the top of the ninth. Right, swift Wilbas against a new pitcher in the right-hander, Cole Dunsing.
Well, Mr. Dunsing coming in here, and the Lugnuts hoping that they can touch him up for a couple of runs. This will be his 12th game this year. ERA just under 4 for the Tall Righty.
Josh Juan Wright taking all the way. Fastball at the knees, outside corner. Strike one call.
7 earned runs in 16 and a third innings. Only 5 walks, 17 Ks for the Righty.
Wright's 1-for-3. Swings and misses a slider away. No balls, 2 strikes. Dunsing made short work of the Lugnuts earlier this series. Went 6 up, 6 down, struck out the first 3. An 0-2 pitch here to Wright. On its way. Swing and a miss. Slider struck him out. One gone. Top of the order time now. Here comes Drew Swift. Swift is 0-for-2. He has grounded to third and popped to first. He has walked each of his last 2 times. Dunsing throws. Up and inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Lansing down 6-2. 3 in the 4th, 3 in the 8th for the Loons. 1 in the 1st, 1 in the 2nd. Nothing since for Lansing. The pitch. Outside. 2 balls and no strikes. Game started by the righty, Kendall Williams. 4 2/3, 5 hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts, 2 runs, 1 homer. Surrounded by the 6-6 man. The pitch. Swift swings and missed a fastball. Bobby Pito went 3 1/3 innings, 4 strikeouts. He walked 2. He gave up just 1 hit. An Anjale single in the 8th. Scoreless ball. And now Dunsing dealing. That's a flare shot to right field, slicing down in front of Ramos. Base hit. Swift is aboard. Ramos pegs it into second. Drew Swift on for the 3rd straight plate appearance. This is an oppo single.
This looks more like Drew Swift. Stealing a base tonight, couple of walks, a base hit just like he had in the 9th last night. That's a leadoff hitter right there.
And now the batter is Brian Wilbas. Such great speed on the bases as well. Lansing is down 6-2. Righty throws to righty. Wilbas takes off the outside corner. 1 ball and 0 strikes. Home run is first time up. But then nothing since. A line out, a fly out, and a foul out for Wilbas. Dunsing's pitch, Swift runs. It's a fastball called a strike, and Swift steals second base. No throw down. It's his 2nd straight steal, and it's his 2nd stolen base of the year.
How about that?
Dunsing sets high. The kick and the pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, that slider's looking good. 1 ball, 2 strikes on Wilbas.
Yeah, you want to know why the strikeout numbers are up there for Dunsing. 17 this year. It's that pitch right there.
Tyler Soderstrom is on deck. The pitch to Wilbas. Ground ball dragged foul up the left side. He stays alive.
Give Wilbas all the credit in the world for getting a piece of that. That was that same slider low and away and just fought it off.
Swift at 2nd, 1 away. Top of the 9th, Lansing down by 4. The pitch, swing and a miss. Chased a fastball up and away. 2 gone. Fastball at 92 from Dunsing. It's up to Tyler Soderstrom to keep the Lugnuts alive. Soderstrom is 1-for-4 with an oppo single. Shortstop Valera is up the middle. Third baseman Leonard shaded to the shortstop hole. Soderstrom takes the off speed low and not by much. That's a tough take for ball 1. Lugnuts down to their final out. The deal. That's called a strike at the knees. 1 ball, 1 strike. Dunsing's dipping fastball at 92. Swift at 2nd base. Loon 6, Lugnuts 2 in the 9th. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He went changeup for strike 2. And now the Nuts are down to their final strike. Here it comes. Line shot right center. Alcantara to his left. He's there. He's got the catch. And this ball game is over. Shy of 9 o'clock. I'm sorry, Adam. It didn't make 3 hours. The Loons defeat the Lugnuts. The final score, Great Lakes 6, Lansing 2. Lugnuts postgame next up. This is Lugnuts Baseball.
I just don't know what to do anymore.
I wish everyone would just go away.
No, it's nothing. Don't worry about me.
Mind your own business. I hate my life.
She'll see when I'm gone.
Suicide could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For one, ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Welcome into Lansing Lugnuts postgame. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Adam Jaxa. Adam, the Lugnuts fall in defeat today. The final score is 6-2. Nuts score in the first and the second inning and then get blanked after that by Kendall Williams, Robbie Pito, and Cole Dunsing.
Well done by the Great Lakes Loons bullpen. They held it in because the Lugnuts looked like they were ready to go off. The way they came out against Kendall Williams, getting a couple of runs in the first two innings, and especially with the start from Brian Welbus, this just felt like a game the Lugnuts were going to win up 2-0, and then they changed the script in that fourth inning with the three runs against the Lugnuts' first bullpen guy, Diego Granado, and Lansing just couldn't do anything else against Pito and then Dunsing, and unfortunately the Lugnuts felt like they had a really good shot to get this one done, just couldn't do it, and that's a tip of the cap to the pitching staff for the Loons tonight.
What did you think about the pitching on the other side, specifically Mac Lardner's second Lugnuts start?
Well, I thought it was great. I mean, he gets through three innings. That's what we thought he would try and pitch tonight and get through, and that's what he did. Got through three, scoreless, gets a couple of strikeouts, worked out of a couple of jams with two walks to begin the second inning. I thought he did a good job, and unfortunately just wasn't enough as the Nuts only got him two runs and couldn't get anything else.
Diego Granado guns. That sent Great Lakes out to the lead for good. And Kumar Nambiar, once again, hitless, scoreless relief. He's becoming a very trusted option.
Oh, there's no question. He's become the best arm in the bullpen right now. I mean, his ERA under 2.5, and he just comes in, throws strikes. He's got a great hook, and he's able to get some strikeouts, keep guys off balance, and another nice performance from Kumar Nambiar tonight.
Final totals for Lansing, 2 runs, 8 hits, no errors, and 10 runners left on. You know, the Lugnuts went 1-for-10 yesterday with runners in scoring position, and today we're 1-for-11. On the other side for the Loons, 6 runs, 9 hits, no errors. The Loons left 10. The Loons were 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position. The score of this game could have been drastically different. As it was, though, it is a Loons victory in the end. Great Lakes improves to 22-15. Lugnuts fall to 15-22. It's the Loons' third straight win in this series. Game was played in front of a crowd of 1,484, and it lasted 2 hours and 52 minutes before it finally came to an end. The winning pitcher was Robbie Pito, 3 1/3 scoreless for the Loons in piggybacking Kendall Williams. The losing pitcher, Diego Granado, the Lansing right-hander. And there you go. That's how things ended up. For the Lugnuts on the offensive side, multi-hit game for Lawrence Butler, a single and a double, and Drew Swift, the leadoff man. Swift walked twice and then singled in his final 3 plate appearances of the game. Jared McDonald, took an 0-for, so his 13-game on-base streak is now over. Brian Welbas hit the Lugnuts' only home run. It was his fourth of the year. So Lansing continues its home run streak, and we look ahead to tomorrow as the Lugnuts look to try to stop this three-game skid. And Joey Estes gets the ball against Nick Nastrini at a prospect pitching matchup.
Yeah, we're hoping the Lugnuts, again, can get a good start. They got one tonight, but the bats kind of get going. We've talked about the home runs. They've come around, Jesse, but I feel like the rest of the offense has kind of disappeared. So can we find a little mix in that, get some hits, get some guys in with runners in scoring, limiting the strikeouts? Have had a couple of big nights in that department. Tonight you only had 8 strikeouts, so put the ball in play, but now you've got to find those opportunities that were presented to you, and you've got to take advantage of them.
Yes, sir. Well, on that note, we look ahead to tomorrow night, 6:05 p.m., the first pitch. Adam Jackson and I will have the call. As far as tonight goes, ready to call it a night?
You know, sometimes, Jesse, it can be a cruel summer.
And on that note, a swift end for the evening. The Lugnuts fall to the Loons 6-2. For Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's wishing you well from Dow Diamond in Midland, Michigan. This has been Lugnuts Baseball.